Testing. It's testing. Is it recording?
It is.
Is it recording, Jack? Is it keeping it, Jack?
Yes, it's recording.
Is it going into the machine and keeping so that later on we can play it back?
I'm going to die here.
Okay, let's go.
I am still Chris.
I'm Craig.
I'm definitely Jack.
You definitely are. Yes. That's one word for you.
So should we just explain what's going
Let's just briefly explain the long...
What happened earlier this evening?
What happened to us earlier this evening? What I did on my holidays, as kids will be writing shortly. We embarked on a lengthy discussion about the foundation and development of TV Cream.
Why did we do that?
Because it's the 20th anniversary of TV Cream. Let's not get into that again. And
it lasted about half an hour.
It lasted about half an hour. It was top notch chattermongery. Chattermongery.
Yeah. What did we talk about?
Manner of hobgoblin.
And then we got into
about Bullet.
We started watching Alf's Button Afloat, which is the seminal.
What was that we were watching?
Alf's Button Afloat. Which is the seminal TV Cream Guide Films commentary.
Yeah.
And then what happened, Jack?
And then the recorder got full, So I tried to delete some files.
And you did, but no, you didn't try, Jack.
Yeah, you did a good job of it.
You did.
Very efficient.
Well, I was entirely successful.
What I would say is that you
Which
should
is
just
like, I
no,
wanted
no.
to try and delete the
no.
file marked Moonraker.
No, no. What
but
you need
instead
to
instead, I deleted all the files.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say because you could actually stop at the statement I was entirely successful.
Except I wasn't because I didn't delete Moonraker.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to listen to Moonraker again, we can chuck that out again. Yeah.
But anyway, so we were going to you were going to be listening
a Stanley
to Alf's
knife
Button
and
Afloat.
A spirograph around your face.
You'll never know what the B chat was.
The B joke was great.
The B joke.
Yeah.
Funny.
You'll never know what the B joke was.
Or why the man had a big orange.
That man had a big orange for a head.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll never hear the theme tune for Shammy Dab.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we talked about
or Farmhouse Kitchen.
Yeah, we talked about TV Dregs.
We talked about TV
Which
Dregs.
Is
we
the
talked
top partner, we, Peter Serafinovich.
I told the story of a famous politician who didn't have a shower after going to the gym.
Yeah, well, there was all manner of
and
stuff.
And I thought it was Ed Miliband, but it wasn't.
It was about 90 minutes worth of stuff.
It was,
confined to the bin.
We talked about Cream Up. We talked about the history of Cream Guide Films, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about all that, Jack.
There was some very moving stuff, Chris.
There was. I cried.
Very moving stuff.
How are you going to cry now? You're going to be crying.
I cried.
You're going to be crying.
Files.
You're going to be crying uncontrollably in a minute.
Yeah.
But anyway,
instead...
It does feel like this is somehow appropriate there, don't you think?
Instead,
anniversary of TV Cream.
Is... except that all of that archive is available. So now,
but we celebrate ephemera and TV Cream, and what can be more ephemeral than the recording that no longer exists?
Well, what we are going to watch now is
you realise that that recording, despite it no longer existing, someone will claim they've heard it. No, I definitely heard that.
So we're going to have Give My Regards to Broad Street. That's what we're about to watch in a moment. Yep. And I'd just like to point out, I'd just like to read what's on the back of the box right here. The legendary Paul McCartney creates a rousing musical fantasy about a pop singer-composer, played by Macha, who realises that the master tapes of his about-to-be-released album are missing. Anything you'd like to chuck in there, Jack?
The ironies are extraordinary.
Is that the irony bell I hear tolling? To make matters worse, if he doesn't locate them by midnight, businessman will take over his company. This is where, in the case of this, is if you don't locate that film by midnight, Chris and Craig are going to batter your cunt in.
Pure batter your cunt in.
Yeah. With captivating musical direction by Beatles producer George Martin,
Macha
is joined by top rockers from Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin.
I like the term, I like the use of the word rocker.
Yep. And fellow Beatle. Ringo Starr. Among the spectacularly staged tunes that you won't hear, thanks to the litigious nature of Macha.
We might sing some of them.
We will sing some of them, though.
Our Beatles classics, Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far.
Yesterday.
Oh, how I love your legs.
Yeah. Yesterday, all my files were all put away. Eleanor Rigby and Good Day Sunshine. Good Day Sunshine.
I said.
Good Day Sunshine.
I say.
So... The Hollywood Reporter says, thoroughly entertains, a solid piece of entertainment. Unfortunately, it's thoroughly entertains dot 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 uh-huh. a solid piece of entertainment. So what comes between the two of them is possibly the film that the latter part refers to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is now. Would I also like to point out that we're watching this on Jack's computer because the disc doesn't work on my DVD player. Yeah. Capping off a night of spectacular success,
technical prowess.
Meanwhile, while we were doing the recording, Glenn Campbell died and President Trump just decided to declare war on North Korea.
Fire and fury.
Can I just point out again? It's my birthday tomorrow.
This is for you, Tariq Latif.
This is for Tariq Latif, a very good friend of ours on Twitter who is a fan. He is a good guy.
But he's not.
Good guy. He's not the good guy. He's not the good guy.
But he's actually a very entertaining Twitterer, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy reading his tweets. He's a good guy. He likes our stuff. He's always very, very complimentary. And he suggested this, and this is his birthday treat.
He'd have loved that Alf's button of
he would, commentary. Yeah, but he'll love this even more because this is going to be even better.
Well, it's not it's a judgment. It's not a judgment chat. He's going to be able to make.
No. Which does but I'm making it for him now because I'm in an informed position.
Yeah.
It does suggest that it's Tariq's birthday today, so he's just a day before me.
Wow, that's nice to know.
Right, let's watch that. Have you got that sound turned down?
Yes, right the way down.
Yeah, right, yeah, so we're right just fading out of the 20th century there.
Yeah. Just fading out. And thanks to President Trump emerging into the Middle Ages.
Now, is that actual Macca's handwriting?
Give my regards to your brother.
Give my regards to I wonder what music's playing.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's really ropey, isn't it?
No, it's great.
It's like a computer game.
Let's move this so we can hopefully see the subtitles when they come up. Wow, that looks old.
Horns honking. Oh, it is old.
Okay. Is that a Humber car?
So it's opening with a very colour washed. No, it's modern day. It's just that he's in an old car.
Right.
Is this a film that you have great affection for, Craig?
I've never seen this.
No, neither have I. I've never seen it either. He's not Paul McCartney. No.
Never.
We won't be in London till Boxing Day.
He's laying in the plot, isn't he?
So serious. Brian Brown. Australia's Brian Brown.
Who is that? There's a bit of glare on the screen. I should say. No, if it was Stanley, it would be funny. Oh, there's Brian Brown.
Yeah.
Barbara Bach's in it. Okay, right.
Barbara Bach. Bach. She was called Barbara Bach until Ringo Starr got hold of her. Now she's Barbara Bach.
Tracy Ullman. And Linda McCartney.
Dead as a dodo. And Sir Rich Ralphonson.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, well, I remember him from the extracts that were in the video.
Jackhammer Pounding.
Is that one of the songs?
Must be. Jackhammer Pounding.
Woke up, get out of bed. Jackhammer Pounded on my head.
Is this going to be Macca here?
It is.
Yeah, there he is, Vic.
Just having a little sleep in the back of a car.
He looks unspeakable there.
Well, he's only been about...
Well, when's 38,
39?
When was this?
1984.
84, right. Mm. So how old is he in 84?
I think I just said he'd probably be about...
When was...
Early, about 38, 39.
I was writing lyrics here to...
Oh, no, I'd be a bit late in that, 42 or so.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, early 40s.
But it is weird, isn't it? Because you do just think of
Good Day Sunshine.
Everything post-Wings as latter era Macca. Mm.
Yeah, I just think of him as post-Beatles. Everything that he does after the Beatles, I just think of post-Beatles. Yeah.
Do we like... So, I mean, we're going to talk about the Beatles an awful lot, but let's talk about his solo kit. Do we like any of
this? You should appreciate that this is how he writes songs.
Yeah. I feel good in the spirit.
I actually caught myself from saying, look, he's left-handed. But that was quite obvious from the left-handed bass guitar. That's quite
that
famous.
Was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a thing.
So the first solo McCartney album is excellent.
Which is?
Called McCartney.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's great.
That was lucky.
Is that the ZZ Top cow?
No, I guess a sort of... Oh no, he's what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, he's having a dream that he's driving along in a sort of
amazing
kind of automobile. Yeah. It is the ZZ Top car.
Yeah, it looks very much like it. Yeah. Although, Give My Regards to Broad Street is an album I enjoyed at the time, but it's no Afterburner.
No, that's true. Oh look, he's got a nice computer.
Oh, look at that! Yeah,
that
wow.
Looks like a Sinclair QL.
Well, it just looks like he's
with whom?
I was going to say, it actually just looks like it's pages from C-Fax.
It does, doesn't it?
Gag Fax.
Rehearsal. Wow, there it is. Interview you or then take a short break.
Good day, sunshine.
Is this still his dream, do we think?
Yeah,
I think it is, yeah.
So he's got a computer in his dream.
I guarantee you now that no matter what happens in the film, I'm now going to actually predict it's all a dream.
Oh, you think the whole thing's going to be a dream?
Oh, do you think the whole film he's been sitting in that car in the traffic jam at the start?
So just like I did get the beginning. Spoiler, I did guess the Sixth Sense from the very first scene.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. But then if you know there's a twist.
That's the trouble.
Yeah.
No, I think we can tell from this that he's quite a good actor.
There's a fair degree of sincerity.
He was in FX Murder by Illusion.
He was. It's a good film.
Yeah, it's a good film.
FX2 is even better.
Is it? Mm-hmm. What's that Murder by?
Can't remember. It's got Brian Denny.
Intention.
Mind by what?
Intention.
He's married to, I think he's still married to, Rachel Ward. A very comely Rachel Ward. Wow. Who was in The Thornbirds. Now, do you remember the music from The Thornbirds?
No.
Call. We need to clarify why you just said that. We had a long discussion about themes in that other commentary.
We did, yeah. We talked about the Kickstarter theme.
Go on, Thornbirds.
Well, I can't remember the Thornbirds.
Oh, I can't remember the Thornbirds.
No, how
does it go? Hope it's chips. It's chips.
Oh, look, we've got comedy.
Oh.
Thornbirds was very spicy.
It was. Remember, everybody watched the Thornbirds.
That's where we had the that's where we got the Shemmy down, wasn't it? By talking about things. Wow.
Speeded up. See, he's got a very fast car. He's got. Oh, here you go. There you go.
Oh, there you go. In fact, he did just do a new there, didn't he?
He did.
Never touched him.
We need to talk about how we feel about Macca at some point, don't we? That's what's his name on the right. He's in loads of things.
Yeah.
That guy.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
Is that Jeremy Child there?
Oh, actually, he's been in loads of stuff as well. On the
wasn't that Dr. Legg?
No.
From EastEnders?
What was it? What? Not on the right, certainly.
No, on the left.
All right. That's the... that's that Bibendum building in London, isn't it? The Michelin
is
building.
Is he younger than all of us at this point?
Yeah. Not anymore, he's not.
No.
No, I couldn't.
He will be.
He's got a nice little spry jog about him, isn't he? Look.
Very fit man. I mean...
No,
he's very fit.
Comely.
Oh, I recognise it. There's a lot of people in this, I recognise. Mm. Your man on the left there used to be in a lot of adverts and things.
Man on the
left. Oh, yes, and that man.
The man on the left is the publisher.
Bigwigs, isn't he?
The man on the left is the publisher in... And there's Claude Lacan beside him from...
He's the minister in Edge of Darkness.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and he's also in The Ploughman's Lunch. He's the publisher.
Mm. And he... is in it's Oliver Lacan.
So I just said about four times. I may have called him Claude though.
Well, who's this?
You said Claude Lacan.
I said Lacan as opposed to Lacan. That's who I meant. I did see from Tinker Tailor.
You said The Ploughman's Lunch.
No, that's the other guy. Fuck me.
Well, what the fuck are you talking about then? I just said that's Oliver Lacan.
I've said it about four times as
well.
What I'm
the
saying.
Fuck is the Ploughman's Lunch guy got to do with
He's
it?
On the other side of the table.
Well, I wasn't pointing at him.
Listen,
all right, so we have to just wait for you to point at someone, okay?
No, I was just saying that's Oliver Lacan. Fuck me.
Wish somebody fucking would. Oh, dear.
Is this all about the tape's been lost?
Yeah.
Oh, believe me.
See, the reason I think that it's all going to be a dream is that we didn't see him get in the other car.
I mean, that's right. Mm.
He just turned up in it.
Yeah, you're right.
Dr. Legg's got them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Legg's done it. He's a bad boy. And so is the guy with the shades there.
He's going to share them with Lou Beale.
The guy with the shades is in The Fifth Element.
Mm. Yeah, we knew about him. You can tell he's a bad actor without even hearing, can't you?
Yeah. Nice looking, though.
Do we know anything about why he made this film?
Because he could. What was the tax write off?
Well, yeah. Mm. It's kind of just a big promotional thing for the record, isn't it?
I think apparently he always wanted to make films again because he thought he was very good at them back in the Beatles days.
Oh, right. God love him.
Yeah. So, see that man at the end? He's in The Fifth Element.
Rathbone Industries. Is he Twiggy Rathbone?
Which is a callback to the late great
Robert Hardy.
Yeah, he died this week, who we loved.
Yeah, bless him.
Oliver Lacan. See that?
That's so it is. Is that a joke about HMV behind him there? There was a wee dug.
Oh, what's that?
Was it covering its ears with its paws?
They're really laying in the plot, aren't they?
Yeah.
So is this the first time?
Obviously thought, we've got a lot of plot to get. Let's just get everyone at a table. Get it over with.
Yeah. I tell you, it's no Bulla Quo, is it?
No.
This must be the first Macca film since Letter B.
Sorry?
I'm trying to think, what had he been in any other films?
I wish he had.
Since the Beatles? Before this?
What do you mean since the... Like,
so he was in Letter... Well, they did Letter B, which they then never commercially released, didn't they? Which was behind the scenes of them filming that album. But I can't think of any other films that Macca's done until this time.
Until this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Has he been in many since?
No, no, not really. I don't think he's been in anything since
He did
this.
Do one other soundtrack in the 80s, of course.
Oh, he did Spice Like Us, yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, God, that's right.
Someone you can dance like you. All the fuss. Ain't nobody got Spice Like Us.
Which I thought looked like it was a really funny film. Is it? Has anybody seen Spice Like Us?
Yeah, it's a funny film.
Yeah, I saw the pictures,
yeah. Yeah, it's got a great Bob Hope cameo in it.
Yeah, yeah. Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
What's Not to Love?
Exactly.
Edward Ruddy from Network. Was the old guy.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And well, it's a long time since I saw it, but I enjoyed it, the pictures.
So on our Great Lost recording, you revealed, Craig, that you had...
I just like the fact it's Twiggy Rathbone.
Yeah, it's a great one. So you revealed on our Great Lost recording that you didn't really look at TV Cream before you got to know Chris and I.
Not really, no, absolutely
and
not.
So,
really.
So what were you...
Oh, it's Ringo!
So did you not go and look for old TV programmes then on the internet?
I just lived TV.
You just made them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, you know, you find stuff all the time everywhere, you know, but
when you first got access to the internet.
Well, my big thing was the British Horror Film site, BHF, which
so
I was
you found that and you were like, okay,
yeah,
that's my...
Yeah, that's me quite happy. I was on the sort of forum for that for many years, then I fell out with everyone.
And did you...
myself.
Did you dally with any other TV websites?
Oh.
Because I don't think I did.
Yeah, TV Arc and a wee bit. And
TV Arc's quite good.
Yeah, you know, Transdiffusion a bit, but I get fed up with that. Right. Eventually it's a bit pompous. Yes. Not really. I mean, it was kind of, TV Cream had everything they needed.
TV Cream had the whole thing under one roof.
Have you heard the news? What news? About the tapes? What about the tapes?
He's gone missing.
What's gone missing? The tapes gone missing.
And the tapes are missing.
Wow.
That's the worst kind of dialogue.
Do you think that's improv?
Fucking... He's saying I've got to lend me script for Thomas the Tank Engine.
What are we going to do? Help us.
God help
us. You know, I don't fancy recording them again. No, he feels.
Oh. I mean, it's even badger without the sound on.
So why does Tariq watch this?
I don't know. You'll have to tell us why he likes it so much.
Because we're struggling.
Nice jumper action there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a French horn there. So this is going to be a good song.
Hello, Julia. Have you seen Big Bob?
It's Alan. Have you seen him?
Not great dialogue. So what's the
Lotus?
Significance of the car in the back?
It could be our Citroen. Is that a DS?
What's he going to sing?
Oh, the medley, which, as you know, Jack...
Is the best song in the world. Because it's all the best bits.
That's true.
The songs.
It's the Stars on 45. Yeah. He's going to sing.
Okay, what are they going to sing?
This is them recording the Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers.
Fantastic.
Oh, there he is, look.
It's George Martin.
Yeah,
there's beside him as well.
George Martin Jr.
Bob Martin.
Bob Martin. That was a good show.
I like Bob Martin, yeah.
I actually meant the pills.
Look, do you see what they're doing there?
What, they press record.
Play and record. Yeah, that's right. And it's going on at the tape there.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
It's the erase button that's the problem.
Well, look, he's left-handed.
No.
Ooh.
Yesterday. Oh, my troubles seem so far away.
Now it's
Paul McCartney in here.
That's stunning, isn't it?
He's such a distinctive wobblehead, isn't he?
He has. The greatest wobblehead apart from David Gray.
Yeah, well, David Gray's not even a wobblehead. It's a sort of epi.
Yeah.
Fitty kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
A boy, right?
George is having good old
George
think
is just like, let's just get through it.
Yeah.
Very bloody appropriate.
I like how you remembered he was Australian halfway through that. But it was beautifully done. That was a medley.
That was with the pro of me kicked in.
Yeah. Had to go, I don't know.
She wouldn't say.
There you go, look.
Johnny Briggs, I looked up that theme tune.
Did you? Yeah.
Did you get the Imperial March?
And then in the end, and the alternative version, it's actually the same tune, isn't it? The alternative version. It's just like a different part of it.
Yeah.
Johnny Briggs was a fucking terrible actor, remember?
He was, yeah.
And he had massive ears.
He couldn't talk.
I liked his sister, though. She was quite dirty.
When I was in... talking to Johnny Briggs...
She's been in loads of stuff.
She was quite good, actually.
Because he couldn't talk. When I was in Edinburgh the other day, and there was a guy who was setting up some stuff, and I thought I recognised him. And it was actually a guy who I went to school with.
All right.
Yeah, Oni Bentlugs.
When you see him setting up stuff, you mean in some ghastly festival?
Did you just call him Oni Bentlugs?
Yeah, that's his name. That's what he was called at school.
Was he Oni Bentlugs minor? Because he had an older brother at your at your posh school.
But I looked at him, I thought, do you know he does have Bentlugs?
That's a shame. Is that his act? I think the guy in the end's got his, still got his jacket on, his jerkin.
He's not
his blue song.
He's not staying. That's me.
Is this one of his new songs?
No, it's still. Oh, this is Here, There, and Everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want her everywhere.
He's fucking nice mad for the.
Beside me, I know I need never care.
That's it.
But to love her is to need her everywhere.
And whose favourite song is
and
that?
And this is the commentary with Kate.
Whose favourite song is that?
It's
Tony Blair's favourite song.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's that? What's this?
Dildo.
Oh, says Ringus. Yes.
Maracas. Maracas.
Ringo's trying to find the vodka.
It's a big pair of maracas.
Maracas, maracas.
Where's the vodka, Paul? I can smell it.
Did you see what chord he was playing there?
Oh, wasn't it? Was it a C?
I think it was an F major 7.
Now, very complicated chords, the Beatles. Don't like that.
Yeah. Prefer a Chino myself.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That's a very
like
80s
a good
band
guy.
Look.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Always caught in a hat.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So he's all done, you see, and now Ringo's just got back. Oh, now he's going to play something with the piano.
Oh. White people are the same as black people, except they're black. Spent them his call back there.
I wonder what he's playing.
God, Jane, Nash the fuck, then.
Okay, Ringo's ready now, look.
He do 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 do. Ringo dink dink.
Is Ringo the funniest in the Beatles?
No, I think John Lennon being shot was the funniest part of the
Beatles. That made me laugh.
This nice one there, Wanderlust.
There's not much
of his new
plot
songs
happening.
No.
Captain Sis.
See, George Harrison was well fucking shot at this. He's like, no, I've just made Time Bandits. It's fine, mate.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm about to make a private function. Fuck off.
Just about to build a mountain in the garden.
A fairy grotto.
On an early TV Cream podcast, I think we talked about the very conversational style of many of Macha's songs.
Mm-hmm.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think. But no one that
happily, I happily, I don't remember that.
No, not one of our ones. A very early TV Cream podcast before.
Oh,
before,
well, that's all right.
Before
as, long
we
as,
hit the
as long as I was
well, here, we didn't mention.
As long as I was responsible.
This is a bit off. It's almost like it's because of you hate your brother and it's a sibling rivalry thing. But you forgot to mention that in the one that got lost, Graham's podcast as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What we just
which
watched.
Are very good.
Yeah,
what we just watched,
yeah.
Excellent work.
So we got those.
But I just want to point out to Graham that you forgot to mention them on the lost one.
Or I,
and he
or
wouldn't
I chose
have
not
known.
To. Or I chose not
exactly,
to.
Exactly. He wouldn't have known that you had dissed them in that way.
But he'll never know
except
now.
For that I.
You're now putting it on the record.
Put it on the record. Because
that's this one is good.
That's because. As we all know, I like and get on with Graham better than you do.
Jack, if this gets deleted as well, then it's been a pleasure
yes.
involving you in these podcasts.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, that's the unspoken history of these podcasts. You weren't supposed to take part in that many.
Was
no,
not?
No,
you were given
no,
it all.
No,
oh, no, I don't want to be a part
know,
of
that.
Yeah.
That's what we need to clarify.
No, not
it's
me.
Like,
it's...
No, not me. No, I don't really
not
want to
me,
get...
Guys.
I don't really,
not
no,
me,
it's
guys.
Not
for
me, I'll help you out
I'm not,
with
I'm not
a limelight
kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I don't
next
want to ride
minute.
On people's coattails.
Next minute.
Maybe do the next minute. I'm not
about... Do the next minute.
I've got funny ears.
You sound like Oni Bentlugs. Poor old Oni Bentlugs.
Do you think they were surprised there? Because he's still in there.
It's two of them, the Maccas.
Oh, synchronised tea shrinking out.
You better joke in there about Englishness. Light out one, the fucking. Poor Ringo's steaming, isn't he? It's a fucking sin bringing him in
yeah.
there. George Martin's just George sitting there with the Berlin Philharmonic.
He could have been, he's just there thinking, I could have been at the Bullen.
Was he mad for the Bulls?
Well, he's that age, isn't he?
That actor looks slightly familiar to me.
He looks like a sort of Poundland young John Wells.
Yeah.
And on Lost Recording, we also talked about how Charlie Brooker was originally on TV Cream back in the day, didn't we?
Did we? I remember.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
Do we know the song Light Out Wanderlust?
Yes. It's a nice song.
Is it from this album?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a new cut.
It's a mixture of old cuts new and new, isn't
it's
it?
A new cut.
How far into this are we?
About 20 hours.
I mean just this one, not the other one as well. Because nothing's happened.
No, nothing's happened. It's just all him stuttering about.
But it's not like it's not happened in a Bula Quo sense.
No.
I don't remember these lines in it.
I mean, that had a gangster subplot. John Lovitz.
We need to pop the canards that Ringo couldn't play the drums. He was a very fine drummer.
He was a very good drummer, yeah.
Oh, he's demonstrating that just now.
Have you seen that nice video that's on YouTube about him drumming, about his drumming, people paying tribute to him?
No.
It's worth watching. It's nice. It's only 3 minutes long.
Macca was a good drummer as well. Nice loose drumming style. As evidence on his first solo.
Another one. Look. Rewind. And crucially,
yes.
Playback.
Yes, that's it. Yes. Finger hovers over the leaves.
It's going to be one of
passes
these.
Passes
over. Oh,
no, we're back in the car.
Day for night.
Ah.
He's back in his own car.
But is this now meant to be the same day?
That doesn't necessarily
But he's
mean.
Got the shirt on.
That doesn't...
Yeah, he does
see?
Still just have the
see,
shirt
he, I think it's. I think that the shirt is the signifier here, yeah.
Oh, he's got a different shirt now.
Oh, Christ.
Quite chattering, it said there.
I think they've just basically shot a load of shit and stuck it together.
They haven't, no.
This is a flashback.
So who directed this?
This is a flashback.
Paul Webb. Peter Webb.
Peter Webb?
Yeah. It's not well known.
No. What's Peter Webb done, apart from this?
Time. By this nutty copper, you know.
This is the guy who's his driver telling him how he's just been set up his whole life. He's an ex-con, you see.
Okay.
So it's a flashback to him telling him, I'm actually a good guy, Paul. I wouldn't let you down.
Right. What do you think it's like if you're a professional actor, like a decent actor, and then you have to do a scene with someone who's shite?
Well, you're getting paid.
Macca. Yeah, so you're fucking told.
Do you think they...
You're probably trying to shag him anyway.
Do you think he gives a shit?
The actor?
Yeah.
Well, no. That poor sod probably thinks, so this is it. This is me on the way. I'm in a scene with Paul McCartney.
He's certainly fucking Robert De Niro, is he?
No.
We're not looking at him going, oh, wow, look. One of the greats there.
Or Al Pacino.
It's this fucking stand-in for the guy that was in...
I've lost your text!
This guy looks like the stunt double for the boy that was in Watching.
That's packed.
But the question is, what does he say in me?
That was a really bad programme, wasn't it?
I loved watching
it.
But it was another... No,
well, I've been there.
No, hang on.
I've been there.
It was another show that did that thing where it went all wistful.
Yeah.
Do you remember why it was called Watching?
He was a bird watcher.
And that totally disappeared after the first series.
Yeah, it was good at first.
It was cracking and it was...
Lisa Tarbuck.
Lisa Tarbuck and Patsy Byrne.
Yeah.
Was great in it. And it was great. It was a cracking show. But then it suddenly became all... sort of morbid, and it was all about
life was.
Yeah, it was all that shit.
Is that one of those sitcoms that took itself too seriously in the end?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Like Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah,
yep. Or any Carla Lane sitcom.
Yes, but they did that from the start.
It's all about life. It's all about swimming, isn't it?
Yeah, can remember Love with Michelangelo.
So I also lost.
Even our chickens are fed up there.
When I revealed about my pilot that never got screened because of Thompson.
What?
Just Jack.
Yeah.
With the title sequence of dancing around in my leotard in front of two giant James. And they never screened that. That was the TV screen project.
In fact, they put it on the video nasties list underneath Driller Killer.
They
burned it on the 6 o'clock news.
But the commission was basically saying, we just want to see how Thompson goes. But we're pretty sure that's going to go really well. If that does, Just Jacks.
Once they've got that in the bag, that's the BAFTAs taken care of.
Yeah,
you'll be the popular
We'll whack on Just Jack. Because you've got an easy style. your nice movement and later. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they said.
But the sad thing about it was...
And people like you, Jack. People yeah. like That's you. The main
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just Jack.
Yeah. But the problem was that you made 6 episodes, but none of them survived.
That's it. Because the problem was that they
call back!
Missing believed white. Yes.
I got to press the stop
button. Yeah, no, absolutely. You got to deal with the recording.
That boy that keeps turning up with the Doctor Who tapes, he'll turn up with them soon.
Can you just look after this for me? Yeah, no problem. Just sticking by that magnet.
You thought they were gone, but they're not. They're back.
They're back. Yeah.
Play. Oh, no, it's not. Actually, it's not. Turns out it's not.
Get watching.
It's Moonraker. Do you want to watch that?
Yes. It seems there's a man having a shite in the background here.
This is very uncinematic so far, isn't it?
It's very flat.
Well, it doesn't have a story so far.
Oh, there you go. A bit more play the pillar.
And they're just walking about the right.
Oh, what is this, like a kid's park or something?
Fuck no, it just keeps turning up.
Is this the 50s now?
Apparently.
Just Jack.
You know where Just Jack comes from, don't you?
Well, there's Ringo again.
It's from Will and Grace. Remember Jack, the character, the camp one, is the friend.
Oh, yeah.
Will and Grace, the sitcom where the two main characters are completely rubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
But the two
Karen and Jack
are fabulous. Well, he wanted a show called, and it was like this. Just Jack.
Just Jack.
Yeah.
Sean, what's his name? It's very funny. Barbara Bach.
Bach.
She's the spy who loved me.
Barbara Bach.
Les Battersby spin off from Coronation Street.
Called.
It better be Battersby.
The sad thing is, of course, they recorded a pilot.
What happened to it, Chris?
Nobody ever saw it. I don't know, there was some sort of technical problem.
I'll just press this button here. And then Janice! I will go home for the evening. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So I don't quite understand why we're in this lot of scene now.
I have no idea. Well, I used to smell when I was a pup.
Sending down the
nail in a china cup.
So is this a Macha song or is this?
With the recipe for a lovely day. Sticking out my back pocket.
Is this when...
That's it, kids.
Is this when Brian Cant and Jeremy Irons run on?
I think so. Oh, this is fucking terrible, man. Macha!
Tarek. What's the matter with
you? What have you done this to us for?
Ballroom dancing made a man of me. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is this a song that you know, Jack?
No, I don't know this.
I just plain adore your.
You don't recognise this from the soundtrack album then, Chris? No?
I think I do, actually. Why? But I remember there being a ballroom dancing song on it, but I just, for the life of me, I can't remember.
Amando
Big VD.
Amando.
Somebody sing. Somebody crying away. Somebody
said, hello. This is Chris saying that his dad used to play these tapes in the car all the time, so he got to know them backwards, and one was Graceland and one was this album.
Oh right, okay.
It's alright for you. My parents, it was Dick Barry Country on 4th FM. 4th AM. Dick Barry Country.
Dick Barry Country. And my cat, it was
God, what is the desperately trying to remember the name of what that tune is. Because I do remember there being a ballroom dancing song in it.
I've not seen anyone from Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin.
No, they did say there was some famous artists.
Well, there's kids there, so.
Apparently when it was released, Jimmy Page will be along in a minute. Apparently when it was released, it was accompanied by a 30-minute short, which was Rupert the Bear and the Frog Chorus.
Oh really? Oh. Can we watch that?
Bum bum,
which is a great song.
Bum, bum. It's a great song.
I love that song.
Yeah. Have you seen the Great British Bake Off?
Yeah,
it's very nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the trailer for it.
Yeah, they've
song.
Used that really rather well, haven't they?
Not going to watch the fucking Splatters program, but
no. They've not spared the cash on it, has to be said.
I think it was probably all his.
On this, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very Macca thing to do, to try and do a kind of 50s.
Oh, look, here they come, breaking in, busting in, causing problems.
I think Heather Mills watched us and thought, I need to get that man. I'm going to bide my time.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose a leg. But the guy on the left was a Metal Mickey, wasn't he?
Was he?
The tall, thin one.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the white top. I'm sure right. he was the thug in Metal Mickey.
Metal Mickey doesn't bear up to repeat viewing.
No, it's pretty grim,
it's pretty
it?
Ropey, yeah.
Directed by Mickey Dolenz, no less.
But even with
very nice.
Even when Irene Handel turned up in it, it was pretty,
gropey.
This is quite a similar kind of nostalgic kick as Come Dancing, which must be around about the same time, don't you think?
Yeah, I think a year earlier.
Dancing, the shit kick.
There's Linda.
It's a good
song. Fuck off, Come Dancing's a great song.
I don't think it is.
There you go.
I like
they put a parking lot on a piece of land.
Oh, there's Linda, yeah.
Where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put
although I would rather listen to it than this.
On the site that used to be the local
pearly. I'm kind of tempted to try and like pause that and then edge the music up so we can hear it, but you're not getting actually any closer to that than you are now.
Also, it's actually, having seen the lyrics, it's hard to think of a tune that would fit this.
That's what's frustrating me.
Yeah. Oh, Linda. She's a very, very, very fine singer, Linda McCullough.
Oh, yeah. One of the best.
Yeah. Well known for it.
Yeah.
So you were working at...
She transferred that talent to her sausages.
She did, yes. So you were working at a commercial hospital in 1997, didn't we?
Yeah, so that's got nothing to do with this. This came out in 1984.
No, I understand that. But
I was working at a commercial hospital, which I left in... Ooh. It's actually quite nasty, this. He just punched a woman. Not Maka, just for the
Maka
legal.
Would never do that.
For legal.
Yeah.
He would never
do that. He's a good guy. They're doing fighting as dancing, just so people know.
And sex.
Yes. And where did you say, where were you in 1997?
I didn't finish my story yet.
Oh, sorry, go on then.
I left the commercial hospital in September 1997 to go and join the public sector hospital.
Right, okay.
Just around the time Princess Diana died, well, the two things were not related.
Who's he?
So I was looking at her, actually, I must admit. Let's have a look at the guy.
Hmm. Was that not the guy from Metal Mickey who you were talking about?
No, that's the guy. Yeah, he meant the guy in the black. Who's he?
Ah, right.
I think that's what you mean, Chris. When I say he, I mean you, Chris. I defer to you. It's not very well lit, is it?
No, it's not. And Chris, what were you doing in 97?
I was running the cafe.
That was it. Running the cafe.
Oh, as we like to think of it, a proper job.
And I was doing the back shift at a teleconferencing place where it was very quiet, and so I just used to go on the internet and read about TV programmes.
And fuck stuff up, technically, presumably.
Yes, that's right.
How's that teleconference company going now? How's it going? Everything going all right?
Does teleconference exist anymore?
Yeah, they still.
Oh, yeah, still. People have to dial in and all that sort of thing.
All that
but is that company a major player? No. Oh, well, what were you in charge of there?
Yeah, just the technology.
The technology.
I did love the great teleconference thing in IT crowd with the Japanese guy. He's screaming down the thing, and it just finishes. And Matt Berry goes, "Well, lots to think about." This is weird. There's a weird tonal thing going on because the actual fighting's quite unpleasant.
It is, isn't it?
I mean, she's just ripped that boy's leg off. That's fucking terrible. It's a big pink column there.
I don't understand this. The lyrics don't seem to have much to do with all this.
No. I don't understand what this has got to do with the rest of the film.
I don't understand what this film's got to do with anything else.
Lunch, ham sandwich. All right.
Yep.
Oh, the film, isn't it?
Film, right.
Dear God.
No, it's a film.
It's fucking with my brain, guy.
Yeah. That's McCartney for you, you know.
Yeah.
He's like a circle in a spiral. He's like a wheel within a wheel. Never ending or beginning.
Exactly.
Like a hamster in a wheel.
I wish he wasn't beginning.
I think we probably talked about it on the Christmas What Specials, but we also have to... I think it's worth remembering that he is responsible for the single shittest Christmas song.
Which is that?
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas.
Which I'm sure actually Steve Williams put in one of the TV Cream's Christmas scene was the best Christmas song. Yeah.
No.
Which is utter nonsense. Yeah. And he also said that...
Is he a Beatles completist by any chance?
No.
Yeah. Ian Jones, actually.
Ian's a big Mac.
Because it wouldn't be Steve Williams. Ian Jones, yeah. Mm. Ian Jones. And he also said that Fairy Tale of New York was just two drunks shouting at each other. Also wrong.
I like the Fairy Tale of New York.
It's a great song.
It didn't get to number one in 1997. No. The better song did.
And what was that?
You were always on my mind.
Tracy Ullman.
Unfunny in now 4 decades.
How does Tracy Ullman manage to persist for so long?
Which kind of... Well,
I say
she was
persist
in America for a long time, wasn't she?
Yeah, but
then she sort of disappeared in America.
She was bafflingly popular there as well.
Yeah, hugely popular.
Actually, to be fair to her, at this stage, she was actually really quite sweet and talented. She's great. She was great at that programme Mackenzie about the builder. And she was
Fear of a Kind. Was good, you know. Yeah, always watched.
And if you watch her in the video for what was it called? They Don't Know. She's really likable in it, and she's good at the patter and the business.
But remember, they used to show the Tracy Ullman show on BBC, BBC Two.
Yeah.
Which with the Simpsons taken
right,
out, because it was nipped out of it.
Yes.
And I could never understand what was meant to be funny.
It was just her doing, I'm a big Jewish lady from New York.
There was one sketch on that occasion, one character that was funny, who was like an older middle-aged English woman in New York. It was like her and her mother. And actually, that was quite funny sometimes. But the rest of it, I just didn't get them. Why it was so massive.
Yeah.
Good agent.
Oh, there's Jeremy Child again. What is his name?
Jeremy Child.
Who is Jeremy Child?
Fuck me. It's like I'm fucking invisible and inaudible here.
Your man, the one with the tan coat on. He's in...
Two of them there, mate.
No, in that previous scene. Oh, shit. I just had it there, what he's in.
It's not Oliver Lacan, is it?
Lakin. He's in an episode of Victoria Woods, the series that she did, like Mens Sana and Thingamadooda and all that. Yeah. It's the one with the library.
Oh, all right, okay.
Well, he's Ted the librarian.
Dredged up, my friend. Well done.
Wow. He's got that shirt again.
While he's got the shirt on, it's all in the, the dream.
I think Craig's general point is correct. But I don't think there's a lot of internal logic here.
Alright. I think we're crediting it with too much.
Yeah.
But already I'm thinking, why did he write this film?
I think Craig's right. I bet you it's a tax write-off.
I'd like to have seen him in something like 3 Days of the Condor.
What, playing Max von Sydow? Kill them all.
Or Dressed to Kill, playing the John Lithgow character.
Or even Condor.
Or Black Narcissus.
Yeah, bring a nun.
Playing Deborah Carr.
Hey, Tim Bell's got a nice tune. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I feel another musical number coming on.
Yeah, I think it's another big production number.
It's the Apple.
What is that meant to be?
Is that a bit black rubber cock?
It's a bit pointy. Yeah. Is it meant to be New York?
Is it a visual reference to Metropolis? Seeing skyscrapers.
Surely not.
That was quite popular in the early 80s, wasn't it, Metropolis?
It was, because even Queen got involved
in
that
shit.
They
did, yeah.
When Giorgio Moroder thought, let's take a 70-year-old film and stick some of my disco shit on it, that'll be good.
Which actually is good, if you just listen to the soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack's great.
Oh, silly love songs.
Yeah,
what the fuck is this guy do? What?
Is this a song that you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, silly love songs. What's wrong with that?
I'd like to know.
So here we go. Again! No?
I only remember all
some
the
people
want to
fill
this.
The world with silly love.
I don't think this is from this. I think this is early in his career.
What's wrong with that? I'd like to know.
This looks awful.
So
it has to be said a lot. Most of his, almost all his solo stuff is shit.
No, he's got some decent.
I tell you what, I do like. Bung, jang, jang, bung, jang.
But what has all that, this got to do with silly loves? Why is he dressed like Lamal? is this list really tragic thing where he's trying to muscle in on the New Romantic?
Must be.
Although
this is a bit late for New
Romantic.
Once
all that New Romantic shit.
So yeah, what is your view of Macca then, Greg? Let's get into this.
To answer that, I have to go back some decades. Mm-hmm. I think the Beatles are a constant in your life. You're impossible to get away from them, impossible to ignore them. However, I think I came to them sort of in my 20s again, by myself, buying them all on CD.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think they're in that category of being every bit as good as everybody thinks they are.
Yes, they are.
I think they are a tremendous band.
Mm-hmm.
I can live without the sort of boy kind of have to own every single thing. and, you know, read books about every single fart they did in the studio and whatnot. I can live without that. I'm quite happy just to say that the music's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's quite simple for me. They were great together.
Yep.
Both of them were pretty poor apart.
Uh-huh.
And George Harrison was the best of them.
Do you mean the best part?
Best musician and possibly the best songwriter.
Is Ringo just... he's not in this bit. I can't spot him anyway.
No, it seems to be... thingy. His wife again. No, it's not. Someone else. Jane Asher. I'm full of Asher, this film.
And so why do you think George is the best of them?
I think he's a pretty good guy.
Uh-huh.
I like the Traveling Wilburys. I like his solo stuff in the 80s and the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a tremendous guitarist.
This is awful.
Yeah.
Do you think this has been produced so they can cut it up for music videos?
Yeah,
probably, yeah.
And they thought that perhaps by the time you make all the videos, you might as well do this.
Yeah, maybe.
And then stick it out in a VHS release or something.
It'll make money, honest God.
And somebody might buy it as well.
Get this dude to come on and do this dance.
Michael Jackson shit, yeah.
Yeah.
When you read Michael Palin's diaries, George Harrison comes across a nice chap.
He does, yeah.
Which is quite huffy, though.
Yeah,
but generally speaking, quite nice. What's your take on the Beatles then, Chris? And Macca?
Macca. Music, I'm not that bothered about, to be honest. I like, if things are on, I like them, you know, mm-hmm. and I'll listen to things every now and again. I don't buy, I've never been one for buying records. The Beatles are fine.
Just steal it, the home tape.
The Beatles are fine. The thing is, I did all that home taping in the early 80s.
What happened to it?
I remember there used to be a music business.
Yeah.
What happened to it?
Yeah.
You don't get, people don't make records anymore. Killed it, stone dead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One thing I would say, though, is never try and get Jack to tape
something
for you.
Not tape it.
He taped a lot of it.
I can tape them.
Anyway. But yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I liked things like Yellow Submarine and all that, you know. Fine. We used to listen to the Beatles if put a tape on in the car. Oh, that's fine. Music's not something for me that defines anything or makes anything terribly seminal.
Sure,
yeah. But Paul McCartney just doesn't figure in my landscape at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not something that I'm that fast about. And actually, the way that somebody like maybe Ray Davies is, mm-hmm. because he sort of, the kind of meant a bit more to me.
Right.
Because I consciously, I think I heard, my mum used to have a lot of those kind of records, and I heard a couple of records, and I thought, oh, I like that, I'll find more Kinks record. Mm-hmm. But maybe you don't have to do that with the Beatles, because it was so ubiquitous at the time.
You have to sort of... But, it's like I always say about Halloween, you have to step back the film and say, well, actually, that wasn't done before then.
Yeah, sure.
You have to kind of sort of listen to it.
Yeah.
So... you know, Paul McCartney. I'm always kind of surprised. I'm not saying it's reasonable, but I'm kind of surprised that he's held in such esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, it probably helps that the people who do that are quite dreadful. But, you know, like, I remember in a series of Parkinson a few years ago when it was still on the BBC, and it was like, I've... Spent 30 years trying to get this man on for the programme, and finally I've tried that. He's a whole hour and a half. For
Jimmy Cullum.
Paul McCartney. I'm like, really? He's not,
yeah.
So I kind of, and you know, there's all this thing, oh, he's a Beatle and all that. You think, well, yeah, okay, that's cool. He was a big band and all that, but that's all it was.
Mm. I do think his half of Abbey Road is astounding.
What, just like the way he painted it? just kept in the lines.
His phenomenal.
Except
within it is the other thing I fucking hate about him. So you listen to that second side of the album and you get, you know, Carry That Weight, Golden Slumbers, The End.
Yeah.
And in the end, the love you take is evil. Great ending, George Martin, beautiful sense. Comes to an end, stops. There's a 20-second gap and you have... Jing, her majesty's a pretty nice girl, which doesn't have a lot to say. Ding, 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 ding. And apparently that was just a gash bit of tape at the end.
Right.
But he kept it on because he liked it. You completely ruined the whole fucking tone of the second half of that album with it. I hate that. And it's that kind of tweeness about him that I don't like.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
And he's got the thing that I hate about Elliot Gould and that twat that was in Friends. He kind of thinks he's cute.
Yeah.
He's always giving it, ooh.
He does think he's cute, that's true.
I'm not decrying anything, by the way, but I don't know one. Sure. I don't know one Beatles album from the other.
But he writes like songs that sound timeless. Or he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think that's quite a skill.
What I think is impressive about the Beatles is, like, empirically, is like you, where they can manage to go from "She Loves You," yeah, to "Day in a Life."
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, like in what seven, ten, seven, seven, years, seven, yeah. 8 years. I mean,
yeah, that, you know, that's what that, I like
that's
about them.
That's
yeah.
extraordinary.
It's astounding.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, fine. I give them the place and all that. It just doesn't mean that much to me.
I always say, to be fair to him, with "Live and Let Die," he wrote the three best Bond themes. So what's your take, Jack?
I think you love Macca.
Oh, he's got the tapes.
Yes, I love Pipes of Peace. I don't think the production on it is great.
Oh, I don't like Pipes of Peace.
Oh, that's a great song.
Really?
Yeah, although the synth orchestra, it's a bit shit, to be fair. But
do you like Come Here Now?
No, I don't like Come Here Now. I mean, yeah, clearly, a lot of his solo stuff's not great. But,
do you like Band on the Run?
Yeah, I like
Band on the Run.
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah.
Even though it's got Parky on the cover.
Mm. Yeah.
It's got Christopher Lee on the cover as well.
Yeah. And Kenny Lynch.
Yeah.
You know what is? You know what's really creepy, though? The Girl Is Mine.
Yeah.
The doggone Girl Is Mine.
Because actually, in retrospect,
ding, ding. Yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
What
yeah.
you just
yeah. And also calling a girl a doggone as well.
The doggone Girl Is Mine. I don't know, it's just
that... I don't
that,
understand it's, the way you think.
The thing is, the song and all that, you know, song. If you don't listen to it too carefully, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
But you know the bit I really hate is when they talk to each other.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, hey, Michael.
And he says, I'm a lover,
not
I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yeah. I guarantee you're not a fighter.
Yeah.
It's not as rapey as you went again by the Bee Gees, though.
No.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They all have fortress wine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a great song, though.
But it's a statement of intention.
Nothing wrong with it, yeah.
Yes.
Nobody gonna stop this body from taking you.
But I think Macca's belief...
You've been the
game. I think Macca's belief
did
a bit of improv goes a long way in his songs is probably flawed.
Yeah.
Which song is it? Oh, Check It Out. Is that the intro I should have been in? Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Sea Moon, that's it. Beginning of Sea Moon. Yeah, that's all. You know, all that improv
stuff.
I'm not
sure I've ever even heard that.
And I do like Mullock and Tyre.
Yeah, I like Mullock and Tyre. Yeah, I like all that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. But I mean, again, you know, he does have the ability every now and then to write a song which sounds like it must have been around forever. And I think that's
I get that.
But he did write most of it. He did write most of his better songs with John Lennon.
That is true. Yes. Yeah, I'd say so.
Whereas George Harrison wrote all of his songs on his own.
Exactly. He did. That's why I like him.
Yeah, and George Harrison...
And Ringo sang Octopus's Garden.
He did sing. Yeah. And George Harrison's first solo album is probably the best of all of any Beatles solo album, perhaps.
I have to say, I actually loathe John Lennon as an individual.
Yeah, well, he was nothing to like. He was a dreadful
really
man.
Really unpleasant man. Yeah. But I do like the song Instant Karma.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good song.
But that's about all of his... I mean, I suppose in Double Fantasy, stuff like Starting Over is quite a good song, but it's a kind of parody of sort of 50s.
It is, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Rock,
I also actively hate Imagine.
Yeah, it's a ghastly song.
I think it's a really nasty. I think it's actually a really nasty song.
A man in a mansion in 40 bedrooms telling you just to get rid of
it. But it's extraordinary with the rest of it. You know, it's like, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Well, why would you want to try that if you do it? It's actually quite... it's a desperately negative song. It's basically telling people, you're all thick. You need to stop believing all this shit and just listen to what I tell you, because for some inexplicable reason.
And that great photograph that came out recently, of course, of him and Yoko watching the maid making the bed for them. Real bad on the people there.
Fucking dreadful. What do you think of Yoko Ono?
Oh, she's off a fucking jump, hasn't she?
It's not
fair play to her. She's done very well out of it.
But it's like, you know, it's a weird thing.
Can I just also point out John Lennon? He was also a woman beating.
Absolutely. Ignored his family.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fucked up two boys.
Yeah.
Sorry,
which is why I suppose I have salt water on their eyes.
So that's quite a good song. I like that song.
Yeah,
I
tell
like
what
that
song is
yeah.
good. Julian Lennon's hit, "Ever Since You've Been Leaving Me."
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to cry.
And I like the back catalogue of the Rattles as well.
Oh,
Cheese and Onion is a great song.
Yeah.
It's not. There are no shy horses though.
Yeah.
Everything
about what's his name, I love.
Neil Innes.
Yeah.
The Innesbrick Records. Do you remember that when it was on?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I loved it. Innesbrick Records.
That was a weird show.
That's a song that's a thing that I still remember thing. So it's been a Friday night, as I remember it. I remember the song, "You Men Are All the Same, You've Got Just One Thing on Your Mind."
Okay,
no. I remember that from when I was about that seven, like when it was
a,
first on.
You should have got on TV Cream when you were younger and you'd have to chat with like-minded people about it.
I could have, yeah.
There was a programme, there was like a televised concert. It was to do with like the anniversary of, it was either Lenin's being born or being shot or something. It was in Liverpool, you know, one of these. Like,
oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And there was a weird bit,
wasn't
it?
But when he would have been 70?
Yeah, or yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
It was a while ago, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing where they were interviewing people before it started. And I can't remember who it was. But it was a weird thing to say, because they said, what do you think he'd have been doing if he was around just now? Mm-hmm. Apart from walking about saying, oh, my fucking head.
Mm-hmm. Punching women.
And the person said, I think he'd probably definitely by now have left Yoko Ono.
Okay.
And then carried on all the different things that they'd have done. I thought,
yeah.
That's a strange thing to say.
Not very celebratory either.
That's very odd. Yeah. That was a very odd thing to say. Yeah. Even I thought that was a bit off. Then the next minute, just
what did I say?
Just a giant pair of Gucci trainers went flying past. Although, of course, the best Yoko Ono reference in cultural history ever is Barney's girlfriend in the B-sharps.
Yes, that's right.
In the episode of The Simpsons where they start the B-sharps.
The best episode. The best episode.
The best episode of The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
Barney takes up with a small Japanese performance artist and turns up and says, "I'm going to take the B-sharps in strange new directions." And then they go to the bar. They go to Moe's. Says, "Where can I get you?" She says, "I want a single plum in a trilby floating in perfume." You go, "There you go."
My favourite cartoon musical joke recently is my son and I were watching in a hotel up the road from on a holiday. We were watching
Family Guy.
That sounds like I've been taking him off on my own. I'm still married to his mother and all that, but she was away somewhere else. And we were coming up the road, I was staying at the hotel, Family Guy was on, and it was Pete Griffin's Christmas songs. And he sings, "I got these gifts for you, they're up in my bum."
So, has anything actually happened yet? I mean, there was a scene a wee back there where they chased after the guy, the driver, and they had a giant master tape.
It again. This man's called Eric. I don't know who he is. Eric Sean?
I think he's famous, isn't he?
Is he?
Is it Eric Sean?
Is. Yeah, they seem.
Is that a Pink Floyd person?
Is it Eric Burden? There's no Eric in Pink
it's
Floyd.
It's not Eric Burden.
It's far too
working. I don't know.
That's far too working class a name to be in Pink Floyd, for God's sake. They all went to, like, St. Posho's.
It's definitely not Eric Burden.
Roger Waters is a very angry man, isn't he? Fucking hates Israel.
Does he?
Region! Him and Ken Loach winding each other up.
Well, if he's in like Ken Loach, you're probably making a fortune out of Israel.
There's a lot of just standing around singing his songs, isn't there?
Do you think like tracks were just invented that day? Let's stick on the tracks; it'll be great. I don't like the headstock.
Well, actually, knowing them, they probably were just invented that day, but the patent was owned by Apple Co.
That's true. Aye.
There's Pepsi there. Look. Oh, look at that non-bevel Pepsi can.
Nice.
Those are the days.
Flat edges. It's a proper country.
It was a proper tin. A tin of ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So is he somebody, do you think?
Yeah, I think he is.
Eric, apparently.
Estrada.
He had more than one partner, didn't he, in Chips? I said to him. They recast the other guy. I said to him.
It was a big blonde fella, first of all, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, something else that I remember.
Presumably, this is a song.
Impressed when I saw it on TV Cream was BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear. Well, I tell you,
that's one of those shows that you just kind of thought back in the 90s.
BJ, my best friend.
The only good thing about Max and Paddy was they did the theme on that, didn't they?
I only ever got to watch BJ and the Bear every other week because it was on the same time as It's a Knockout.
Oh, so you had to alternate.
It was on a Sunday night, BJ and the Bear.
No, Friday night. Well, certainly for a season, it was on the Friday night. And but the other one that I was quite impressed, I remember when I found it, was Hardcastle McCormick.
Oh yeah, that was on TV. That was
Brian Keith, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hardcastle McCormick.
Simon and Simon, starring the boy with the moustache from Prince of Darkness.
Yeah. yeah, it was stuff like that that was always quite nice to turn up.
Yeah.
The ironic thing is that now I'm actually just watch things like Crown Court.
Yeah. Written by my former schoolmate many years before me, Glenn Chandler.
Yeah. But all the stuff that when I was a kid, I was like, you'd sit and go, how long's this going to be on for? And now that's the stuff that you want to watch.
Yeah, no, that's very true, actually. Right? Yeah.
And the themed Pebble one, that was another theme that I was delighted to get.
What was that like again?
It's the most exciting theme on the daytime television. Absolutely.
My Relight's Pebble Mill, later Pebble Mill, was good as well.
Yeah. I always thought the late Pebble Mill was really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really felt like, you know,
which one was this? Saturday
Night at the Mill. So it was like, you know, it's dark outside, the lights were on, people outside. You get that feeling.
Any shit could go down.
I think you genuinely did get the feeling that anything could happen.
Yeah, happening.
As it transpired, all that happened was they spoke to Diana Dawes and Kenny Ball played the tune.
Yeah.
But they did that thing with the band in the foyer.
Right.
Wasn't there one episode where they had like...
It looked like if you were there, you could just wander in.
Absolutely.
Wasn't there one episode where something like Bruce Forsyth's daughter was in some like dance troupe and she was on and then he just turned up? Like,
that's right.
It's not like Brucey at all.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see
him? Making sure that she gets a chance to shine.
Yeah, you ever see Peter Cook's impression of him in the Derek and Clive album?
Yeah.
you'll never be a big hit because you're not like Bracey. Because he's so chummy! Isn't he chummy? And he starts playing the piano going, ding, ding, ding. Oh, I can't dance. Oh, I can't sing. The fucking song. Get up. And his cut's broken. All right, cut from the audience. Get up. Cut from the audience. Come on. This goes on like that for ages.
I was never very keen on Derek and Clive.
It's pretty nasty,
I don't really
actually.
Like the notion of like guys just sitting around swearing.
It's not remotely funny.
I don't think. But I found it funny when I was about 18 or something. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's when you're supposed to find it funny.
Yeah, exactly. But now, kind of, it's pretty reprehensible most of it. Yeah.
Well, because now actually, you might actually listen to some of it and go.
Aye, yeah. Sort of long monologues about kicking women. Blah blah blah. It's not really.
It's not nice.
Some of it is still funny, like the sort of the topless darts from Roehampton.
Oh yeah, that's still funny. Yeah. And the whole thing about the, you know, like the worst job you've ever had is funny. Is definitely.
But there's
funny.
Also the stuff that was apparently, it turned out it was just after Dudley Moore's dad had died or something, and he's going to cancer, singing the cancer song and all that. And he was really just being a total fucking dick to him, really.
Yeah.
Before he was in Supergirl and he got happy again.
Is that Giant Haystacks?
I hope so.
Chris, I'm going to have to ask.
I think I think that was Giant Haystacks in a Trilby.
That would put this into the prime slot.
Real name? I don't know. What is it? Marion Montgomery or something?
Martin Ruane.
Oh, well done.
Really?
Yeah, that's his real
name. Any relation?
That's his real name.
Oh, right, of course.
Interesting. Martin Ruane. Now, Chris, for the record, I'm going to have to ask you to retell the Chris Moyles tale.
There it is.
Or it could be Robert Coltrane.
Because this does need to get on tape.
We were talking in the Lost tape about which I think actually we'll just now keep as the Lost tape.
Yeah.
And just not do it again.
I've spat my
flag. I'm not sure I could sit through it again, to be honest with you.
That's because you never watched it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
go on.
We were talking about people who would use the themes. Yeah. And in fact, once we got an email from a nascent young wordsmith performer by the name of Simon Pegg.
Did we?
Yeah, he was looking for a clean version of, or at least a decent version of the It's the Knockout theme for what would have been Spaced. But I don't think they used it or anything.
Right.
And he once came into my shop and I told him that and he went, oh, right. No, he said, we got it. Thanks very much. And I said, and you never emailed to say thanks. He said, sorry, thanks.
fucking you.
Anyway,
hope you're listening, Mark Miller.
There are other people, and what the most notorious at the time who used without credit was Chris Moyles, who would rip off. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't really take much of a moral anger, because it's not like we owned them, we didn't. Importantly, we never profited from them.
No.
And when
the PRS people eventually got in touch and said, you need to get a license for all these, but just took them all down.
We did, yeah.
Anyway.
But now they're back.
But now they're back.
Back, back, back.
Anyway, Chris Moyles used to rip them off because I think on a Friday they used to play old theme tunes. And he never, ever credited the site with this is where we got them. We're going to look at the site.
Yeah.
And we thought of different, there was a discussion about different ways that we could do it. We're going to put a little stamp in them, for example, that would say, all the way through, we'd say, TV Cream. And then actually there was another idea where it would just stop in the middle and go, you've stolen this from TV Cream, you fat cunt. And hope that they would never listen to it all the way through and just play it out, because you can guarantee it. But anyway, it never happened, unfortunately. But I think possibly because none of us knew how to do it.
I think he sent a shitty email to us, didn't he?
Yeah, he sent an archy email. What the fuck
that's right. About it or
yeah, that's like right. That. Yeah. Well, we did
are
do
you
something about it.
Because he's not very charming.
Because we put on the front of the website, if you're going to use any of these things, at least credit us. All right, fatty.
Yeah, that's right. What a dick.
Which meant, of course, that. He would have seen it, his staff would have seen it every time they went on to rip stuff off the website. Not that we blame the staff at all. We were probably just told to go and get themes from the wrong kind of nostalgia.
That came from the lost tape, but can also just for the, just while we're sort of, you know, getting on the record with this stuff, I also said that I think Andrew Collins is a gawk.
He did say that, yeah.
Why is he paying Giant Haystacks money? Well, that's unseemly.
Giant Haystacks is paying him.
Well, Giant Haystacks is paying him.
Oh, this is, I think this is him imagining what's happening with the tapes, you see.
So, on the lost tape, we also talked about TV Drags, didn't we? And
tell us about TV Drags,
which was a kind of,
because we didn't know about it.
Yeah, it was.
I'd listen back to remember, but
yeah, you can't. Which was a spoof TV Cream. It was kind of an affectionate spoof of TV Cream, but it's fictional programs. So it looks exactly like the TV Cream website. You can still see it; it's still on the internet now.
And it was.
And it was made by Paul Putner and Peter Serafinovich.
Yeah.
But Peter Serafinovich and Robert Popper contacted TV Cream when they were in the first series of Look Around You.
Looking for stuff. Well, that's
right. And had the decency to say thank you when we sent them stuff.
Nice.
And Charlie Brooker did some stuff for the site early on. And then
Is the hooker.
For legal fault clarification, no, he isn't.
No, he's not. Yes. He's very, very.
Unless he happens to play the game of rugby.
He does play rugby union, yeah. Unless
somebody wants to tell us otherwise.
Or is a male prostitute. Otherwise,
Harry James
not.
And the Golden Trumpet, or Harry Krishna.
That's what's his name there. That's that's Chris Moyles there.
Yeah,
I think he's a bit too useful to be Chris Moyles.
Yeah, so Charlie Brooker, then he went and did TV Guide, and then that was his first thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think Chris Moyles is surely the absolute epitome of, it doesn't fucking matter who you are, you will get an audience on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Mm.
It might waver a few hundred thousand either way, but since he's now, I don't know, broadcasting from an industrial unit in Sheffield or something, I think that's the proof.
He's doing some sort of...
He did not take his audience with him.
No.
No, that's true.
No, they never do.
No, they don't. They're fucking dreadful people. No.
Quite right. Yeah, cheers.
Fucking dreadful people.
Yeah, you're quite right. I'm trying to think of other celebrity interfaces we've had. Derek Beatty.
Derek Beatty, yes. Very angry Derek Beatty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, not happy at all. It was something to do with the.
We cast aspersions about Mr. and Mrs., haven't we?
It was something about.
Touring show or something.
Yeah, it was just. There was a sort of piss take in the listing for Mr. and Mrs. I think it's something along the lines of, it was a programme completely devoid of any sort of tension.
Yeah, good point.
Especially, but particularly the way Derek Beatty did it.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I had a construction how you cheat on Mr. and Mrs. as well.
How you cheat on your missus?
No, how you cheat on Mr. and Mrs.
I thought you were saying just earlier today that I'm meeting my wife tomorrow. And you were keen to meet up with her.
That's not a good strategy.
Have you actually,
unless it is.
Have you actually spent time working out how to nobble Mr. and Mrs.?
Yeah.
A programme that hasn't been on.
You'd just say, so 30 so, years. So the deal you would come to, right, is you'd say to your
Do you know
partner,
how to nobble That's My Dog as well? Derek Beatty.
No, not too famous.
Yeah. This is why part of the problem, I could never work out why in all those seasons, as we used to not call them, of Bullseye, nobody thought about having two decent dark players going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
The second best player was going, throw it into the audience.
No, but the problem, actually, it's the other way around, because if you had two decent dark players, then
Two of them are fuckwits and wouldn't be able to get you that far. What they never had was two clever people.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, you just, you know, get all the prizes and then just don't gamble.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been smart. Right?
Yeah, you've got...
But they didn't
either. You've got a few hundred quid. What they did was just stick to the rules.
Anyway,
in a very British way.
What I love, what really should have happened to Bullseye, though, is when he said... non-dart player first, as everybody should have walked over.
Anyway, Mr.
That's Mrs. the wrong kind of nostalgia.
Right. Anyway, Mr. and Mrs., they would... no, if you'd made some reference about winning a speedboat, that would
have been... Yeah, that was...
Actually. Or had said Super Smashing Green.
Yeah.
You'd have been fine. So they would give...
Racist.
So the format was, you'd offer up three options. You'd ask a question and say,
yep,
which does your wife prefer? And then there'd be three options.
And then everybody has to shout top, middle, or bottom.
Milk, I need chocolate.
So, what is a hot spot?
So my ploy with my wife, should I have been lucky enough to have one.
But her answer would be your brother, I think.
Would be to go.
Big Rog. Roger by name.
Go for the answer, which starts with the letter nearest to the beginning of the alphabet.
All right, so you'd always just have a...
That's it.
And for that, you could win upwards of £100.
£150.
And a hostess trolley. Quite like a hostess trolley, actually.
It's either, isn't it? I just need to work out how to win on Winner Takes All now.
Winner Takes All. The only instance I remember of Winner Takes All was when Jimmy Tarbuck presented it.
Mm-hmm. What did you call him?
Buck Tarbrush presented it.
And who was the voiceover guy? It was Jeffrey.
It was Jeffrey Wheeler, who eventually presented it.
He did, yeah. That's weird. I bet that doesn't happen many times.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. Steve Hamilton didn't ever present Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, and you never get what's his face coming down the voice of the balls. They never let him present it.
Alan Dedlicote.
Deadly
Alan Coat.
Yes.
It'll be recent.
Anyway, sorry, you were going to say about Winner Takes All.
Yeah, it was an episode. It sticks in because not very much happened on Winner Takes All. And there was a contestant who had an eye patch, and Buck Tarbrush said, "And here we are. Here's our next guest." And it's like Alan from Snaresborough, and he's got an eye patch, and he says, "Ha ha ha! There, Alan. Ha 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 ha! Jim lad. No, we won't make fun of that."
I tell you what, it was a good game. Player Cards, right?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
I like Player Cards.
The weekend starts here.
Really exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah. The LWT. I used to get really disappointed when I was a kid and the LWT logo would come in and it wouldn't be Player Cards. Right? Do we?
Great music, so.
Yeah, everything about it was
remember
fantastic.
It building up.
Yeah.
And you would actually be shouting out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was phenomenal.
I mean, most folk wouldn't have been because they're middle class cunts, but we all did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. When it got to the end and you'd be. You need to get to here. How are you going to get all the way?
Brilliant.
Screaming at the telly, it was a six. Oh no, freeze!
Speaking of screaming, is this man playing 80s comedy gay?
Who is it?
Don't know.
Oh, it looks
he
like
he certainly is.
Yeah.
He's wearing a multi-pocketed jacket though. And you know how much I like them, Chris.
Believe me, the BBC in the early 80s, middle-aged gay men were not the problem.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Got that shirt on.
It was really good that at the beginning of the film they gave us a list of things that he was doing.
Mm. Yes.
Because now we know we're quite far through it now.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. It is at the end of that, isn't it? Yeah. Gosh.
But then it just says he gets to take
script notes.
He just gets to take a wee break. Unfortunately, the wee break is he makes another film. It's 3 hours long with Charlton Heston. Oh, he's nabdy, isn't he?
Nah, he's knelt.
I was hoping it was going to be like Ludo or something like that.
I've seen them, they're knelt. Isn't that what Alan Bennett's mum says about a steer?
It's kind of weird though, isn't it?
Left. Seen them. Yeah, I've been in that. It's knelt.
Don't you think it's a bit weird that like Macca writes the script and as part of it he writes someone interviewing him?
No, I don't think that's weird at all. And somebody like Macca writing that everybody's interested in his views, I don't think that's remotely
eagerly
strange.
Eagerly awaiting the arrival of your new songs.
Yeah.
Really? That's a great question. How many new songs have you got?
There's about...
I've got about 12.
I like to say, there's about 12 in all. Yeah. Ooh.
Pete's fantastic.
Right, a dozen then.
That's my dog.
Uh-huh.
That was a strange program.
Can you cheat that format? Here's a format that...
Well, you could have, like, David Rappaport in a wee furry jacket. Jack Purvis or somebody.
Oh, look.
His format doesn't work. It's 15 to 1. How did they make that duration work on 15 to 1?
By William G. Stewart, been really good.
Yeah.
But with Sandy Toksvig, does it now, didn't she?
Oh, I do. I've never watched it since she's on. No, because I have it, because I love Toksvig. I love Toksvig.
But it's the same format, though, isn't it? It's the same. It's like,
yeah, it's exactly the same, yeah, so as far as I'm aware.
How do they even know when it's on?
No, I don't really know.
I've never seen it since it came back.
How do they make that work, though, for duration?
I don't know.
How the fuck do I know?
I mean,
it used to work really well because William G. Stewart would do that thing where if it finished early,
he would
answer questions that people had written in with him, whatever. Yeah. And if it ran up to the wire, he'd just ask questions really fucking fast.
Did he?
Because he is a fucking god, William G. Stewart.
Yeah, he was amazing on that program.
I hesitate to ask this. Is he a dead man?
No,
not at all.
Shit.
No.
What, you want him to be?
No,
but he will be now. The thing is, I'm a big fan of Toksvig. Uh-huh. Some classic Toksvig is great stuff. It just doesn't seem right.
What's her best work?
Is it died. That's her best work.
What's that?
When she did the video for Saturday morning travel programme.
Wow.
They were recording in a haunted castle or something. And they claim, and they say they're genuinely not bullshitting, that they didn't hear it until they did the playback of the tape, something you wouldn't have been able to do. And when they had the playback of the tape, you hear a voice saying, "I died," on the tape. And it's all right for you, but I'm in the house
Craig,
tonight alone with the
Craig, what, Craig, you didn't say anything just then.
Exactly.
It's all right, nobody.
I'm in the house, just me and the cat.
Nobody will get to hear any of that saying.
No. I'll be scared.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah.
All I know is the one about her.
You can look it up. Look it up on the intranets.
Wow.
What was the Cape Canaveral one?
That's where she was.
Yeah.
When Armstrong.
Oh, that is a good story, yeah. And she's very good friends with John.
No. Gary?
Junkin?
John Chainsaw Radiator.
Oh, McCarthy. Terry White. McCarthy,
yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, she's very close friends to him. They did a programme together once.
I bet he likes a nice girl room now.
Yeah. Do you remember that great. Was that programme they did when they went round the. They went round in a boat. And there was a great bit when he was meeting up in Belfast with. What's his name? Brian Keenan.
Yeah.
And he goes in and they do the sort of usual sort of shot. Oh, how are you doing? And Brian Keenan says, this is actually what happened to me on the way over here. It's a very Irish conversation. He said he was in the taxi coming from the airport. He said, and the taxi driver keeps looking at him. And eventually he says, "It's yourself, isn't it?" And he says, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's yourself, the hostage, Brian." He said, "That's me." And the driver said, "It's good to see you. I hope you're well." He goes, "I'm fine, thanks very much. That's very nice of you to see you." So, very good. Everyone's pleased to see you get out. And he says, and then he just sees the guy's shoulders going up and down. And he says, "What is it?" And he says, "I was just wondering, would you be more comfortable in the boot?" Good guy, John McCarthy. Good guy.
Good guy.
Not the good guy. Yeah. John Morrell, she waited for him.
She did. And then they spat.
He's very familiar, that guy.
That's Paul McCartney.
He used to be in the Beatles.
Yeah.
The Beatles or Rolling Stones? Go!
Beatles.
Sorry?
Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Beatles. Definitely.
For what?
It's like Shag or Shag.
Oh, like, which do you prefer?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
Yeah, me too.
Rolling Stones, shit.
They're just a sort of pop.
No,
pop,
they're not. I don't think they're shit, but I
don't know.
They have a couple of good albums, but they're also. The fact they're still touring and they're just like obnoxious.
Yeah. Well, it's not even for me the fact that they're still touring, because you tour all you like. The problem is that they're still touring and charging like fucking 300 quid a ticket. Yeah. So you could actually tour for nothing now. Yeah. It wouldn't make any difference to you.
So much money now. And that whole thing with Keith Richards going, "I'm just, Bob Mills. I'm just, a hippie kind of guy."
Oh,
he doesn't like anybody
absolutely.
Being on his land and his fucking 800 acres or whatever it is.
And Rigby, that is a lovely song.
It is.
And he's got great lyrics. See, that, I mean, that's him when he's not being self-indulgent. He just writes a nice song, doesn't try and overflower it.
Why is it on this, though?
But it has to be said that an awful lot... the album's mostly covers.
Because, oh, you know, so for example, Hey Jude is a great song.
Right? Hey Jude is a great song.
Slightly undermined by his sort of improving it. No, I don't mind the na na. Yeah, that bit.
Yeah. But no, I think it na na na's too long.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it does. It doesn't have a bit.
Yeah.
He does have a. It has to be said that part of what makes Eleanor Rigby so great is George Martin's orchestra.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Those sort of lovely, sort of wintry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does na-na-na-na-na-na-na too long.
Yeah, I think so.
The other thing, why is there a whole second act of
Unless it's Shirley Bassey finishing like a Royal Variety Show with it or something.
That's fine,
you can na-na-na all you like. Yeah, absolutely.
Why is there what? A whole...
Layla, why does it halfway through just become a different song altogether?
I don't know. Yeah, that is a bit weird, isn't it? That's the bit you mean, isn't it?
It goes... Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's
not what you were doing.
Yeah, I was just thinking it.
It's used in this. Oh, look, we're in the 18th century now. It becomes the murder montage in Goodfellas. Also, Why Worry by Dire Straits, a beautiful song.
Somebody's chopped the top of his hat.
It does look rather truncated.
It's like they've gone under a branch. A wee tunnel.
How does Why Worry end then?
Why Worry? So it finishes a beautiful song. Why Worry? Then it goes. For about 10 minutes at the end. Listen to it; it just goes on for hours at the end.
This is all great stuff.
This was in the video.
We're struggling. We're struggling with this one. I think it's fair to say.
Songs that go on too long. Yeah. Wonder what brought us to that.
Hey, dude.
Oh dear. What the fuck?
What's going on?
What the actual?
Because the best version of Hey Jude is the one that's in Fry and Laurie. Hey, Jude! Come on, Jude!
What the fuck? Barbara.
Oh, dear. This is just...
No audible dialogue. Didn't write any.
Yeah.
Brian what? Fucking Brian's giving it.
I was in Gallipoli.
Oh.
Do you think he did know, just
I was in Breaker Moran.
Breaker Moran. Fucking good films, these, by the way. I was at the forefront of the new Australian cinema movement.
I've
got to shout Judy Davis in that film about the protesters.
They just decided what shit they just fancied in that day, didn't they?
Yeah. Breaker Moran's a great film, isn't it?
Great movie.
That used to be a Saturday night movie. That used to be on occasionally on a Saturday night.
One of Ewa Wewa's great performances.
Every performance Ewa Wewa gave was great. Never turned in a bad performance, in my opinion.
The BBC, that's true, no, absolutely. In maybe the mid to late 80s, did an Australian cinema season. And they had that one that he's in, that's a really strange one about, it's a sort of, Judy Davis is the sort of protester in it, as a sort of, was that actually Channel 4 on a Friday night? Because Lost Weekend was on, the one about the animals that fight back. It's a fucking great movie. It was really good. We had a lot of good films then.
Yep.
But as the film Not Quite Hollywood points out, they also made a lot of brilliant exploitation movies. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, there's Tracy Ullman again.
Still almost the best editing I've ever seen in anything. Yeah. Not Quite Hollywood. It's extraordinarily well made.
Have you seen that?
Go and watch it, everybody.
No.
Not Quite Hollywood, but we'll watch it sometime.
It's about the Australian film industry.
Oh, what's going on here? Look.
Oh, is this fucking box thing that's on the sign?
Yeah.
Finally! Why is it in Edwardian England?
It's a big fucking massive Foxy's glassy.
But this is sort of like... They've got cameras and shit, so is it late Victorian?
Fuck.
Except some of them are dressed a bit Regency.
That does look like an early Apple Mac. Like an 90s one.
Is that meant to be the tape?
Fuck.
Well, maybe.
This is a pile of wank, Tariq.
Oh, come on. What, Tariq, you need to actually tell us why you like this.
There's no reason to like it.
You can send us some tweets.
Yeah.
Or you can write on the TV Theme website.
I think maybe he just has a kind of...
A fond memory of watching it at the time, which is perfectly reasonable. Yeah.
He's off to rape
until you actually try and get other people to watch it.
I don't remember this thing on telly, for example.
No, I don't remember.
I mean, actually, I was quite intrigued to see it because I've just never, ever seen it.
Yeah. Do you think it was... I'd want to find a way to check this. Do you think it was maybe shown like one bank holiday or something?
I reckon it'd be like on a kind of Channel 4 type thing, actually, weirdly.
Like when they showed Pink Floyd the Wall at sort of like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Tariq, by the way, if you don't have a copy of it, you're more than welcome. If you send your address, I'll pass it on. Why'd he do that?
Oh, see, there's a driver.
Dodgy driver man again.
Yeah. Who's that dude?
Well, he's the guy who's the head of the record company.
But who's the actor?
That's the guy that's in the Fifth Element.
That's the guy that's in the Fifth Element. He's also the doctor in the medical scene and Never Say Never Again.
Oh, well done.
Whoa, there we
are. From here.
That's good work.
Oh, look at Linda's acting. That's phenomenal.
So who did they go into the water and do the frog chorus?
Who married the most ghastly woman? John or Paul? Is that mean-spirited?
Well,
who are we talking about here for Paul?
Well, he married two pretty... I actually quite like Heather.
Is he not married now?
He's married for a third time again, yeah. But I was meaning basically... Oh, it was winter now. I was meaning basically...
Do you have a problem with Linda?
Yoko or Linda, yeah.
What's your problem with Linda?
She's pretty grim.
Yeah. Well, she can't sing and she doesn't know how to make sausages.
She's just got an annoying face.
Linda McCartney.
She's pretty grim and has an annoying face.
Yeah. I don't like people who preach either.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I know that. Paul McCartney appeared on... it was either The Time, The Place or Kilroy.
No way. Where?
Yeah, because it was about deer culling. And he was there to explain how deer culling in estates is nonsense because he has a fuck-off giant estate and they don't have to cull deer on his estate because they don't do that sort of thing. Problem is, he also doesn't mention that you can walk from one side of his estate to the other over the top of deer. Yeah, but it was just
they're all dying of malnutrition.
Yeah, but it was well, they're all eating each other. Mm. Yeah, it was a very it was a very incongruous appearance.
That is very weird.
What's going on now? He's in a fucking Hallmark card.
Is he Jack the Ripper? Somebody going to?
Well, that would explain a lot. No, he's yeah. The preaching was always pretty tedious, wasn't it?
You know, I watched the other night that I'd never seen before. Do you know what I watched?
No, I don't know.
The Yorkshire Ripper, This Time It's Personal.
Okay.
Which sounds like it's an extraordinary exploitation film, but it was actually an ITV drama from 2000 with Alan Armstrong as George Oldfield. And lots of different people in it. It was about the hunt for the Ripper.
Right.
And it was very good. It's on YouTube. It's called the... No, not This Time It's Personal. This Is Personal or something. Because it was about, you know, the fact that
because this time it's personal is the tagline to Jaws.
Understand it, but it was but it's like This Is Personal or It's Personal or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah,
because it was George Oldfield, you know.
And is it the whole thing about him getting sidetracked by Wayside Jack?
Yeah, that's the main thing, you know. I'm not sure it actually reflects exactly what happened with George Oldfield, but it's all on YouTube. Yeah, it's in two parts. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
But the reason I remember it is because there's a great line in it. Where the guy who plays Dick Holland is that brilliant actor whose name I can never remember. You know, big Yorkshire guy, big ruddy face. Oh. You'd recognise him if I
was getting Cops.
Brian Glover?
No.
Cops is a good series.
Yeah.
He was in that brilliant adaptation of The Adventures of Tom Jones.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, at one point they make reference of, he says to George Oldfield, Alan Armstrong, that's the Met cops are all up here, and Alan Armstrong, George Oldfield says, are they taking the piss because we haven't found the Yorkshire Ripper yet? He says, oh, hardly, they haven't found theirs yet.
Now, Cops, that was kind of weird, because I remember when that came on, thinking, this is the future of drama.
Yeah, and turned out not to be.
Kind of wasn't, was it? Cause it was like super realistic, wasn't it? And that dude, the guy who you're thinking of.
Yeah, the big sort of bullish one.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Well, he played John Prescott in that really quite rotten, a very social secret, what it was called. It was a sort of sex thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in, he used to be in the post office adverts that were all filmed by Amanda Onichi.
Was they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember the post office adverts, the sort of comedies that he was in? Amanda Onichi directed them.
I don't remember them at all. Wow.
You'll know him when you see him.
Yeah.
He's also in, big sort of burly guy.
Hepworth or Hem?
Hemsworth or something? No, not Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth, that's something, though.
No.
You think about him a lot, don't you?
Quite a lot. No, fuck. He's in a lot of Ken Loach films, but he was also in the brilliant Early Doors.
Yes, that's him, yeah.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He had that...
Despite him being in Ken Loach.
He was in Nice Guy Eddie as well, that sort of short-lived Ricky Tomlinson series about the...
That's right.
With Elizabeth Spriggs as well. Fuck, what's his name?
That's weird, because today I was listening to mid-90s records, probably just to get my mind around 20 years, and I listened to Nice Guy Eddie by Sleeper. It's actually quite a good record.
Anyway, we know who we're talking about.
And I say, hey, how are you fixed? We'll meet at 10 past, now it's 6:15.
Is that Nice Guy Eddie, is it?
Can I point out that someone has been stabbed? Nothing happening here. Yeah.
Well, a man's been stabbed.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. So is it the driver?
I've actually started singing Sleeper songs.
So which TV websites still around then?
Sorry?
Which TV websites are still around from the early days?
Transfusion's still around?
Yeah. SausageNet's not.
SausageNet's not, no.
Andrew Weissman, I think, is still around. TV Arc, I don't seem to do anything.
TV Arc, you don't really see.
I think they're still there.
I think it's still there.
Yeah. They've got a...
They tend to have... Because sometimes sometimes clips from TV Arc turn up with their little logo on them. But yes. they don't have them very often. But they do tend to be good quality clips.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm
trying to think what else there was back in the day. Is this a knife? Something 425?
Not BBC's going, isn't it?
Yeah. There's still... some of the corpses are... Amazing. They have their message board.
That's a very ironic name for a thing.
Yes,
because that was a classic. That was a classic message board of just people going on to say everything is shit.
It was.
What was this?
Some of the corpses are amusing.
Band of
Lovers. And where that comes from? A review, doesn't it? About someone saying comedy is dead.
Oh, really?
But if comedy is dead, some of the corpses are...
No, actually, that would make a lot of sense because it really was just for people to come on.
And they did.
And say a bunch of cunts.
Type sort of thing.
Aye.
Yeah.
They did a TV Cream spoof that was I would say it was slightly more mean spirited than TV Dregs, from what I remember.
Yeah. Are we mean spirited on these cut commentaries?
I don't think
we are. I think we generally speak.
Well, apart from Ridley Scott.
Yeah, well, he just...
I think Ridley Scott would have caused for complaint. Well, no, he wouldn't have caused for complaint, but he would moan about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Graham, you're nicer brother. He likes it when we're upbeat more.
Yeah. Which is quite difficult when you're watching this film, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's quite difficult when you're Scottish as well. But,
you
know.
Yeah. But there we
are. Do our best song.
Oh, this is a nice song. Yeah.
Does it sell better? Yeah. Is it more commercial?
You're trying to sell us out, Graham. Come on, wait.
Yeah, it's Happy Boys. Yeah.
Is that what you want? You want to package us up and sell us on?
We need happy, happy, happy. Band on the Run is a good song.
Yeah.
Band on the Run is a good song.
You know what's annoying me about this now is that it's in London in the early 80s and yet it's given you absolutely no benefit of filming in London in the early 80s.
Yeah. I want to know what Wilmot Brown was...
That's
doing
that pub that always blows up, isn't it?
That's the one in Long Good Friday, isn't it?
On the Run. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Band on the Run.
Pity they don't blow
Jet.
Up. Well.
Yeah, no skin on that one.
Yeah. So why is he going into this old pub?
I quite like Uncle
Albert. Is this not the bit where Rich Alfredson?
Probably is, yeah.
Well, he fucking hasn't turned up yet.
I remember this from the video.
I'm so sorry.
There he is.
That was just him. I'm waiting.
This isn't, by the way, scripted or anything. No. They've just actually turned up at his house.
I'm just waiting for the next Pinter.
Coming over. No idea what's going on.
Wearing that shirt again.
Nice cheer, though.
He should be wearing a jumper.
That was a very unrealistic turn. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Bad turn acting. Oh, I don't know what the fuck is going on now.
He's still trying to find Harry.
He's got a box of Beatles records there.
Has he? That's meta.
I know, was Spike Jones doing this?
Which is the best Beatles album, Craig?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
Now then.
Revolver. You think Rubber Soul?
No, I don't think Rubber Soul's best.
What do you think?
I think it's the album commonly referred to as the one.
There's a monkey handling mail there.
You're fucking annoying me, aren't you?
No.
You're a twat.
That is the best Beatles album.
No, it's not.
Followed by Abbey Road.
No, it's not.
No?
The White Album is...
Sorry, I've been watching this monkey handling a manila padded envelope.
Fair enough. The White Album, as I have discussed at
length... That's what you do every day, then.
...on a Facebook thread once, is not a great album.
It is a great album.
It's just...
It's quite a double album.
It's a compendium of lots of songs that have nothing in common with each other. That's not an album. See, that's because you're part of the Spotify generation.
There we go.
You just think, just like, a lot of different songs...
A millennial.
Do you know what I was listening to on the way over here?
Are we millennials?
The best of the Beatles. That's what you think the best Beatles are.
I don't know what a millennial is.
I think we're closer to the next one. Than that one. No, millennials
were
born
in
2000.
We're closer, Chris.
No, see, somebody told
Chris,
me that's
we're
not what it is.
Closer to the creation of the pyramids than millennials.
No, somebody told me it's not somebody who was born around 2000. It's people who grew up, who are like growing up in the 2000s. So they would be like... 7, 8, 9 years when they hit 2000, so like they're growing up in the century.
Well, that's still not us, mate, but quite a long job.
No, I accept that.
But we are, but to digress from our discussion here, we are.
Sorry, it was something I was actually interested in.
We are quite a unique generation now, in so much as that we're the generation.
Quite unique?
We're a unique generation in so much as that we straddle the pre and post, or the pre and the internet age, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because kids today. No idea what it was like.
But I find myself, because of what I thought was coming then, I find myself mourning.
We didn't know what dick
pictures
were.
Which never came to happen.
Did you know?
Which I think you'll find.
If only there was a word that we could use initially for that, but then broaden that
definition. And then bastardise it into
yeah.
something else. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, as I like to say to you, that's because you don't understand what albums are. And you would understand what albums are if you listened to the single greatest album of all time.
The Best of the Beatles?
No.
Man, it must be the Best of the Beatles.
No.
Is it a medley of the Beatles?
Is it the medley of
it
the
would
best
have to
Beatles.
Be the medley
the
of the Beatles.
The single best album of all time is Spirits
Island
of Eden
Life
by
Grace Jones. Grace Jones.
Spirits of Eden by Talk Talk.
Why is that?
Oh, can we go and shit?
Because it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Not bad, that.
Kind of strange, slow, give us all your money and we'll make this kind of pseudo jazz album, which all blends
the
into one another beautifully. It's a great album.
The best album of all time.
I'm sure it is.
Is The Village Green Preservation Society.
That's a great album. Both great albums. That's why you just don't get the best album.
So you admit that Spirit of Eden's a great album?
No, I didn't say it wasn't.
That's good.
What I said was it's not the greatest album.
Yeah. See, if I was Mark Hollis from Talk Talk, I would go. I would actually now, after like 20 odd years, come out and do a concert at Usher Hall.
What to celebrate 20 years of TV Crime?
No.
Why would you be doing
but you just have to come
yeah.
on
no,
and do the theme
do
for Farmhouse Kitchen.
I was thinking about this.
Inimitis talk.
I was genuinely...
And now it's time for talk.
I was genuinely thinking of this while on my holiday in Cornwall. If I was Mark Collis, next year's the 30th anniversary of Spirit of Eden. So I'd come out and the first half would be the 1986 album.
Mm-hmm.
Colour of Spring,
okay.
All the way through.
That's
then I'd have a wee break.
Uh-huh.
You're programming somebody else's comeback.
Yeah. Then I'd come back and I'd do Spirit of Eden.
Right.
You know what I really hope happens
right,
now? Let me continue with
obviously.
your fictional prognostications.
And then means
about
that
somebody
you've got
else's
the
comeback.
Two albums, as the character said in The Mighty Boosh, complete and unadulterated as Lindsay Buckingham wanted them.
Right. You know what?
You've got to listen.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise we weren't finished with your imaginary prognostication.
That finishes. Obviously, the crowd will be extremely emotional.
Uh-huh.
You go off, but then you've got to come on. You've got to come back for the encore. So I would do in order for the encore.
Jesus Christ.
The song Talk Talk. Dum Dum Girl.
And the Village Green Preservation.
It's My Life. That would be the last song.
Wow.
You know what I really
Thank
hope
you.
Happens now?
Yeah.
That he comes back and does a concert and it's nothing like that.
No, yes. Yeah.
He just comes back and covers... Yeah.
He covers
the
White Album Oh, bloody! Life goes on!
I have a feeling this might be getting close to the end of the film. It's the day of the long and winding road and he's in a car.
Yeah, but it's the ZZ Top car.
Yeah, so I think this is... We're getting... This
are we still... Do we still have the chips on... I see, this is more what you want.
Oh.
That would be good, though.
What it actually looks
like.
Absolutely. Mind you, I did that, actually, wandering around Soho Lost at night in around 1982.
I take great pleasure in
Mama Grand.
Doing the trumpet bit from...
The police stopped us because she thought she was doubting us.
Oh, no.
It's true.
That's it.
What was that?
That's the trumpet bit.
See, there's an HMV sign up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're quite right.
I'm surprised they got away with that.
But was that not a painting before it was the logo?
When it's supposed to be the boardroom of a rapacious record company, sticking that in there, well, I would have thought would have been.
What's that show?
The Wild and Windy.
It was like Song and Dance or something that said. Fuck. But it was HMV, not his label.
But I would have thought Macha, that any. No, I don't think so.
Was it? No. What was his label? I'm just saying, maybe that's why they would get away.
I think it was in Parlophone that time.
But Parlophone is owned by HMV.
Tell you what, though. That's a great idea for a concert, isn't it?
What is?
The one I just went through with
you. Oh, okay.
Oh, Christ. Hey, HMV, this HMV
the
owns...
20th anniversary concert.
HMV owns Parlophone, though. Parlophone is a label of HMV, right? Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
That's quite impressive, actually.
Yeah, because it was their comedy label. We covered all this in a previous commentary. Yeah.
Very good. I'm glad you were paying attention.
One of the commentaries that still exists.
Ah, right, okay.
We managed to get it up onto the internet. No. I can't remember. What one was that?
Was it Nutty Hijack?
No.
That's a good film.
I think it might have been there.
Somebody fucking tweeted this recently. Tweeted me to say.
Whether it wasn't real.
Hey, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, why do they not think it's real?
Well, that's just because they can't find a fucking copy.
I think you'll find they've got very short shrift, my
Yeah,
friend,
they want me. To just get a bit more dedicated.
It's Centrepoint.
They're doing up Centrepoint just now. I wandered past
Haven't
it the other day.
They've always been doing up
Centrepoint.
Yeah,
they've been doing it.
You and I were up there about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, still doing it.
And
up
they were
there.
Still.
But I think they're always fucking up around there because of Crossrail.
Aye.
But now it looks like they were actually working on the building.
There's a restaurant at the
top.
They
just missed a nice British
Still.
That's what everybody says about Centrepoint, is a restaurant at the top.
Oh, look. He's remembering shit now, look.
British Rail Broad Street.
Oh,
now, I think that's where he is.
I think I should give my regards to a stranger. Hang on. What's going through his mind, look.
What? Well, we're back inside.
This is his memory of the night before now. See, they're all steaming. I give my regards to Broad Street. Remember me to Leicester Square.
Right, there's the tape.
Fucking up caps.
Fuck me, man. This has been a long road for not much.
It has.
With this easy top car.
I was going to say, do we still have the chips on them waking up in the back of that car at the start?
Yeah, I think he will.
That's really shit.
I think he's going to.
Nice old station, though. It's no longer
But that's the
street,
thing. We could be seeing tons of this. It really fucks me off when they film in places like that and you don't get to see them.
One of the reasons I like the film The Ploughman's Lunch, it's got brilliant stuff of 80s Britain in it. I should bring it over
all
one
that,
night.
Love all that.
Brighton during the party conferences, because they filmed there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's loads of, like, what's it called? The Twin Tower place, the beautiful modernist built Barbican.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the Barbican.
Oh, me too, yeah. I've never actually been to it, though. I must go sometime, because I really like the building and photographs and things. It's not that hard to get from where we usually kick about in London about. What's the song?
Is the
No More Lonely Nights.
Oh, yeah, it's good, yeah.
Is the Barbican...
Just outside the city.
Yeah, it's the National Film Theatre, is that in the Barbican? That's across the way, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a great building too, I like
Yeah, I've been there. I went for that.
The National Theatre.
Went for that 40 Years of Play School for TV.
Oh, that'll be the BFI.
That's right. That down in Abbey 60 is place.
Me and
used
Cammy
to be the Museum of the Moving Image there.
Me and Cammy Borland.
Wow, yeah.
Great Cammy Borland.
And you interviewed Brian Cant.
And we interviewed Brian Cant, Stuart McGugan.
And what's his name who did...
Fred Harris and Ian Loughlin.
That's it.
The phenomenally rich Ian Loughlin.
Yeah. And he made his money off Fingermouse, didn't he? Is that right?
Fingermouse originally and then...
It was
obviously
Fingermouse, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Was it not Israeli Fingermouse? The original... Brought over
here. Pointed at the Gaza
like
Strip.
Yoshi or something in it, isn't it?
No.
There was a
character. What you're thinking of is
Finger
originally
Bob.
There was Finger Bobs.
Aye.
And one of them was tortoisey thing that was called
Finger
Bob. No, that wasn't Israeli. It was all British. But Finger Mouse, Ian Loughlin. I could play the drums.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
But then he made, like, he hit paid up when he came up with, like, Tweenies and all that.
Oh, God, that's
Was he
right,
buying
yeah.
Teletubbies and Tweenies?
Yeah. And then when I interviewed him, he just bought his new fucking Ferrari or something. But actually, he was quite funny about it. He seemed like quite a funny guy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the audience for it was not mentioned or pointed out or anything, was Clarissa Dixon, right?
Oh, wonderful.
Really?
Yeah.
Marvellous.
And then we never went and spoke to her because I was hoping that, because we all went to the sort of hostility room to interview everybody,
which I think Gareth Randall, friend of Cream Guide, got us into, because he'd done the archive for it.
Right.
And I just presumed she would go in there and we'd be able to chat to her about why she liked police or not, and she just fucked off.
Yeah. How odd.
For a fucking...
And was Derek Griffiths there?
Peacock and chips or something.
Butter patty.
Yeah.
Some dog cheese.
Oh, look at his.
It's Bowman. Not
it's
Bowman,
this D.I. Burnside.
Yeah. He was great in that.
Yeah.
And that brings us back to
William
Dunkirk, which recently had Bob Cryer in it.
It did, yes, Sergeant Cryer. Yeah.
Suspiciously 70s trained.
Right at the very on.
Massive nose.
Yeah, it did look like a very 70s. But then actually, I'm beginning to think that they might actually just have been the same trains from the 40s to the 70s.
Well, actually, someone suggested me today, an excellent man by the name of David H., who said there's a theory that he had that's actually quite a nice one, because apparently there's a few modern buildings.
He's like a senior registrar at the hospital.
Very much so. Yeah. There's a couple of modern buildings at the end of Dunkirk, apparently. Right. And he thinks he's just left them in there as deliberate anachronisms to make it feel out of time. A sort of temporal displacement thing that it feels very modern, very real.
Well, funnily enough, I did spot those buildings and thought, oh, well, maybe... Because I've been to Dunkirk once. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there at the time, obviously. But and they have their, like, for example, you know, because there's the port and all that. They have these huge, like, hypermarché and all that. And I thought, oh, well, maybe they're just big warehouses or something that would have been there at the time. But I've actually come round to thinking that is a very 70s train. But I think they might just have been hanging around that length of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We actually need somebody who knows about trains.
There's just been a wave.
Yeah.
A wavy Davy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he's not in
the
car.
He's still on the platform.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
He's going. I think there'll be another wavy Davy.
There's the tape, right.
And then maybe they'll bring him back into the car and it's all going to be a dream.
And there's centre point behind in the distance. Is the tape not going to be in there? No, there's the tape.
McCartney Master Tape.
Ooh.
Does that as you open it.
Help.
God help us. Help.
Where are you, mate? Oh, he's getting pumped. Dogs just shagged them. Dirty dog. Dirty doggo.
Oh, my kill me.
Harry, help.
Harry, go to help us.
He's not trying that hard, is he, to open that door?
Oh, there he's tried hard.
A tiny little
there he kick. Is. He's been stuck there.
Yeah.
Poor fucking Harry. He's covered in shit. I bet he did.
Banged all night.
Was that meant to be a look of empathy there?
Is Martin McCartney supposed to be relieved? What the fuck?
So the whole thing of this was that...
Why did they keep cutting to him just looking?
That Macca gave him a break because he thought he might be all right.
Yeah, and
he is. And then everybody thinks he's bad, but actually he's...
But actually he is. He just locked himself in that cupboard.
You silly boy. Yeah.
And the train never came to the thing. Yeah.
Nice font.
And I think it's the competition is reminiscent of the ending of Night of the Demon.
That's right.
I think I want to know.
I wonder what's there now where that station was.
Oh, look. Probably some
horrendous
fucking
hostelry
complex,
or something.
Complex, stroke, fucking barista, coffee, cock knocker.
The cock knocker, the taste of Milan.
hey, what's happening here, eh?
Does it really matter if they get 5 past midnight? No, we don't want your album.
Yeah.
Is that Linda?
Yeah.
She looks quite nice in that. I'm taking it back now. She's quite nice in that dress. Very comely.
Oh, they're still in the ZZ Top car.
Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time. Hang on. I will be fucking proven right here. They found the tapes.
Joyful shouting. Hooray.
Tots Alexis is about to go up in a GP surgery in the East End.
Yes, I've had enough of this.
Look after Lubio's bunions.
have to look after Gitch and Franklin's piles.
Tie them off. Pure fucking, what's his name's going to get AIDS? I'll be fucking raging with this. Be looking after his AIDS for years.
Michael Cashman.
Did his character get AIDS? Did
Colin, no, his partner, wasn't it? Is it Gary?
Barry.
But there you go.
I fucking knew
it.
Oh,
sorry. I'd never doubted you for
as
a minute.
As Walton Goggins says in the Hateful Eight, I fucking knew it.
And actually, even the time thing was shit.
So it was all a dream.
Yeah. Because that is actually a very original way to end a film.
I must have been daydreaming.
Still got plenty of time. Hey.
That's not happening.
Got loads of time. Let's go and do the Spies Like Us soundtrack.
Let's write 3 songs for James Bond.
Is he let's just play them all. Do you think actually they recorded the 3 different songs and then like George Martin put all 3 of them on at the one time and went, oh
yeah. Just like his we'll just try the old life in the day in the life trick.
Yeah. Just run them all together.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
Is that it? We're not going to get...
Very, very handsome building, that, mind you.
Hey, oh, there we go.
Wow. Man. So, Tariq, you've got some explaining
you've
to do, my friend.
You've got some fucking talking to do, my boy.
We expect one of those threads that you get on the Twitters that says thread, and then you explain to us why you love this film.
Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're a fucking in threads.
Yeah. Because we know where you live.
Bloody hell, man.
All the nice for you, mate.
I don't like the text one either. I like these.
Is he not a poet from Bradford?
Yeah, it's a very good one. Yeah. Ian McMillan, bit of a self parody.
Melina Caninero.
Yeah, Melina Caninero.
Pears and Chili Balabelba.
That must be somebody interesting. David Tagore.
Well, that was one way to celebrate.
Not one of the great cinematographers.
It was one way to celebrate it. The other way was to watch Alice Button on the Float.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's lost to the ether.
A freeze frame.
No, it's not a freeze frame.
No, you're right, sorry. Peter Manley.
This is like a parade of stars. Like all the best people worked on this.
Yeah.
Old Chicky Salmon. He's a great guy.
Wow.
Slow fade to black. Selwyn Roberts.
So it's a weird aspect.
I'm assistant director, I am.
Why is it, so
why is it suddenly drawn in?
Yeah, the aspect ratio is weird, isn't it?
I don't know. Right.
Piggy.
I don't know any of those musicians.
Nope, never heard of them.
Not a great film.
David Edmonds, John Paul Jones.
Oh, yeah, John Paul Jones,
Yeah, and Dave Edmonds.
Mm-hmm. Ray Swinfield.
Paul Spong doesn't jump to mind. Robot Dancer, you don't get villains like that anymore.
No. Chris Spedding.
Is that somebody you know?
No, I just like them.
Eric Stewart, I don't know who he is at all.
Herbie Flowers, there we
go. Herbie Flowers, there you are.
Who's that again?
That dude.
Just know his name.
Dave Gilmore. Yeah.
Dave Gilmore, Herbie Flowers. Yeah.
Oh, right, so he just plays on it then.
Yeah.
Probably that quite good guitar solo in it.
Wow. There was surprisingly
Christopher
few.
Ellison.
Amanda Redman.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't spot Amanda Redman in there. There were surprisingly few well kept British faces. I mean, I know there were some, but I think we could have expected more. Given the time period.
Well, I mean, given the cast that they managed to rustle up for Run For Your Wife, there isn't even a fraction of that.
Yeah.
Which is the great cast, really.
You know, it doesn't even have a and Ralph Richards. Sir Ralph fucking Richardson, you're a bunch of fucking crumbs.
A bit disrespectful.
It is, yeah.
And the sad thing is, this must have been a...
Cadwallader!
That must have been the pushing the last thing that Sir Rich Alfredson ever did.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh. He made this in Greystoke that year.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus, that's embarrassing.
Jeff Emmerich, that was the Beatles recording engineer, wasn't he? Really? Jeff Emmerich, yeah.
Well done.
It was.
Was it another Porcupine cut?
Roy Scammell, did he not work on...
His name's been up before.
Did Roy Scammell not... did he not do stunts on Blake 7?
Well, maybe. How did that film do? Does anybody know?
Not well.
This thing?
No.
Yeah.
Did it get a general release?
Yeah, but it just died in its arse.
I mean, I remember when it was released.
Well, the video was just... I actually remember taping the video off the top of the box.
You know...
The video...
Yeah, I remember that. A constant... Lot, yeah.
For which... Was it No More Lonely Nights?
Yeah.
Because it made it look like it was some sort of a...
Mystery
thing where they were after this shiny box.
Yeah.
But the see that actually now the stuff, the sort of Victorian slash Edwardian slash Regency stuff is ringing an awful lot of bells.
I think more happens in the video for Take It Away than in that entire film.
Take it away.
Because you've got like a driver on a lonely road and everything, haven't you?
That song?
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's alright, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good song. I like Tug of War as well.
Don't know that one.
It certainly likes to present itself as a proper film, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It fucking isn't.
What with one thing and another, it's Tug of War.
Oh, yeah. Song ends, film ends. What a load of shit.
I will say this for Paul McCartney. As you both knew, I live quite close to Scotland's premier, Hampden Park.
And Scotland's premier, Hampden Park?
And if the,
is there a crappier Hampden Park somewhere else?
Yeah,
is there a secondary and indeed a tertiary?
Quite often in the summer you hear concerts from it. If the wind's going the right direction and whatnot. And a few years ago, I heard Macha, but it was in the afternoon because he played a corporate gig.
Did he?
In the afternoon, a closed door one for like, you know, people who paid like 10 grand each or fucking whatever.
Oh, how dreadful.
So it's basically a glorified sound check.
Wow.
And he played it in the afternoon for about an hour and a half or something. So I heard it rather well. Good band. He's got an amazing drummer.
I'm sure he does, yeah.
The big guy that, and Hamish White still plays with him, doesn't he, from the Average White band.
Hamish Brian Stewart, Wilson sorry. Has an amazing drummer.
Who does?
Brian Wilson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His band are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it has to be, because he just says, but the actual band are amazing. That's quite unseemly. This makes me think even worse of Paul McCartney. Why would you take money for a corporate gig? A fucking billionaire.
Because he really likes money.
Oh, what a dreadful cunt.
Even that poor Heather Mills got shot of him. He wouldn't even give her as much, but she was after like half his fortune. Just give her the 400 million. It's a fucking mad
idea. Yeah, I know.
You'll still have 400 million.
Right then. Dreadful. Shall we wrap it up?
Didn't have a
let's wrap it up and let's see whether this fucking survives the transition.
Yeah,
because it is after midnight now.
Is it?
Right, bye everyone.
Jesus Christ.
Bye.